like to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? Well, then how about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations and restrictions for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Don and Mike Show, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030. Isn't that something? Thank you, and God bless.
Hi. Welcome to our show.
Let's take another question for you. Good afternoon, talk back. 49 minutes after the hour, you're on the air. Hello.
Yes, good afternoon. This show is very informative. I've heard information that I have not heard elsewhere.
Thank you.
I would like to say welcome back, Mr. Hamilton.
Thank you.
I agree with the there should not be a selective service, because I do not think that if you enacted a draft, so to speak, that you would have people lining up just to accommodate a system that could not find a remedy to Robert Spivak's bleeding colon.
Would you stop it?
The Don and Mike Show.
Hey, this is Jeff Probst. Don, Mike, the tribe has spoken.
No way.
Blank my blank and blank you.
I want to rub it.
Hello, how are you doing? Can I tease and please your blank with my tongue and make you blank over and over?
I want to touch it.
Would you let me lick you everywhere?
And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's Don and Mike!
Yeah, baby!
Hi there, little brains. Don and Mike Show. Good looking Wednesday. Phone number is same as it was yesterday. 877-365-3636. Let's start with some very important words of wisdom from Matt Lauer. It makes a lot of sense.
I've always said that.
Many Asians can't tolerate alcohol.
There you go.
So Matt's jumping on the bandwagon.
That's something that we've said for years and years on the show. It's a size thing. You know, it's how many beers per square inch,
right,
for your average Asian as opposed to your average born in America, full-sized, Aryan, blonde, blue-eyed American.
Well, I had a buddy in college that was Vietnamese, and he could drink us under the table, but I guess that doesn't count. Well, no, it does count.
Many Asians can't tolerate alcohol.
I forgot what his last name was. I think it was Dave Ng, and he could go crazy. He'd deal with all of us.
But he was big.
He wasn't small.
No, I believe Matt Lauer is talking about your stereotypical Asian.
Your Chinese?
You know, like from your Bugs Bunny 1940s cartoon.
Of course.
With the big buck teeth, the little tiny guy.
That's what he would be referring to, because that's what Matt Lauer does.
That's exactly what he said. Matt Lauer, what's your thought on Asians?
Many Asians can't tolerate alcohol.
Love to know who he was interviewing.
Jackie Chan, Mike.
Jackie Chan.
Talking
about his latest album.
Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
Hey.
Hello. Hey. Let me just say, you're on the phone. Hey, what's your name, my friend?
My name's Gary.
Gary, where are you calling from?
Wichita.
I want to send this one out to Mike O'Mara, requested just a moment ago. Hey, everybody's from a Chinaman. Jackie Chan.
I'm getting better every time.
Close.
Yeah.
Close, but I have to pat it.
Very,
with
very difficult intro.
Have to pat it with that. Jackie Chan. Hey, what's happening there?
Not much, man. Cold as hell.
Is that what you called to say?
Cold as hell where? In Wichita, Kansas?
Oh, yeah.
Cold as hell everywhere. What is the current time and temperature in Wichita?
The current time is 2:03.
What's the current temperature?
Current temperature is 30 degrees.
30?
That's about what it is here.
No. We're not complaining about it. We're big weather pussies.
We're all digging out from that blizzard last night.
Come on, girl. I said, my friend.
25 here.
See you later.
Well, 25,
bye-bye.
That's what it says here. 25?
Are you cold, honey?
I need some heat. I've got food.
I know you do, baby. 25? 25 to 30 across the country.
Mm-hmm. Well, after all of that talk yesterday with the weather guys, Hopper Short and everything, ended up getting, where I live, less than an inch.
I got about an inch where I was. He said we were going to get more. It was amazingly fine. That snow
was fine,
Andy.
And by the time I left for the show today, it was already starting to melt away. So, you know, much ado about nothing.
Yeah, I was very, very excited when all the news crews were basically in my little town. Everybody was over in the Manassas area just checking things out. It was very, very exciting to see those people. They never come out to my town.
However, write this down, and remember I said this. It's Wednesday. We are going to get here in D.C., big snow next Tuesday.
Don's going on record early with
this. You know why?
Would you like to offer a prediction in inches?
How can you possibly know?
Because I've seen on the Weather Channel.
Ah.
And they don't lie. On the Weather Channel, the 7-day forecast, they cut right to it.
Where did you get this false impression that they don't lie? They lie like dogs.
The Weather Channel, Mike.
They're the worst.
It's the government lying. At least they give the National Weather Service forecast.
It's the state-owned television network, the Weather Channel.
It's not made up by former DJs like Burger Jeff.
It certainly is. You could find DJs at the Weather Channel.
Oh, yeah.
No,
ever since they were taken over by Venezuelan President Hugo Chavez.
No, I am telling you, the Weather Channel, my friend, has as much integrity as NASA.
I'm stunned. I'm stunned. Jim, what's his name? Who's the guy, the macho guy?
Jim Cantore.
The guy that we always speculate, you know, puts his Weather Channel hat on after he's done, goes into the bar, and saddles up to the first attractive woman, goes, I'm Jim Cantore. I work on the Weather Channel.
Yeah, that's right.
That's the look he gets to.
I've been through all of them. You name them. Katrina. She was my bitch. I was there.
I was there for Charlie. Yeah, I'm Jim Cantore.
Way back in the day, I'm trying to think of another. Hazel. What's another name?
Andrew.
I tell you what, I put up a good fight with Andrew. Like to come back to my double wide.
Isabel, can I freshen that vodka up for you?
My Weather Channel double wide, because as you know, many times we have to go to areas where storms have totally wiped out everything. Hotels, motels, but we have a Weather Channel double wide.
Would you like to come back to the Weather Channel Airstream and I'll show you where I have the Weather Channel logo tattooed?
Hey!
I'm Jim Cantore.
Aren't you?
I'm Jim Cantore, yes. You might recognize me.
Would you like to see my Doppler?
Contrary to what you might think, I'm not bald. I choose to shave my head.
Uh-huh. I find it easier to get around. I got to be light on my feet. I'm Jim Cantore. I have to go from place to place, especially when a fast-moving weather system threatens the Gulf Coast.
Excuse me, I have to make an important call to my tailor. Hello, Buzz. I need the tightest shirt you can possibly give me. I'm Jim Cantore from the Weather Channel.
Excuse me, miss. I couldn't help that you were watching the Weather Channel. I just got done with my shift there. Could you tell me where there's a good gymnasium around? I've got to work on my guns. I'm Jim Cantore.
That's right. Check out my relative humidity. Come on, baby. Let's see if we can make that. And see if we can make that thermometer go into the red.
Listen, would you like to go back to JC's trailer? Yeah, Jim Cantore, waiting for you. I've got several canned food items that we could enjoy on the hot plate.
I would like you to suck the mercury out of my thermometer. And it's a meat thermometer, baby.
The name is Jim Cantore.
JC.
JC, as my friends call me.
I will lower your dew point if you come back to the Weather Channel double wide with me. I've been there through all the storms, the misses, the near misses, a nor'easter.
Sure.
Honey, I get around. Look at my nipples are hard. I said nor'easter, and look how hard my nipples are.
I'm Jim Cantore. Listen, planning on taking this trailer out to the Midwest. Chase down some tornadoes. I'm Jim Cantore. Would you like to see my full frontal? Thank you.
I'm Jim Cantore from the Weather Channel. You know, they had me watch this movie, Anchorman. I found nothing funny about it.
Didn't understand that whatsoever.
Rather autobiographical, actually.
What are they talking about? Well, phone call coming in. You need me where? I'm on it. Yes, sirree.
Who are you?
I'm Jim Cantore.
Cantore.
Jim Cantore,
the
Weather Chaser.
You've
got to
be one of those guys, too. When the cell phone rings. Cantore.
I guarantee he says that.
Sure.
I wish there was some way we could prove it.
So you could hear
it
at the North Pole. Cantore!
Cantore, you say there's a horrible, dangerous storm where? I'm on it.
Yeah, I put my life on the line.
Mm-hmm.
Any night could be my last night. Yeah, I've got a room. Yeah, it stays in. Stays in.
You see him, he's got the swizzle stick and he's got the brown liquor. Like drinking a whiskey and he's looking at her and he's going, you have to understand. For some people, weather's a job. For me,
It's a passion. It's a passion. I'm under the name Rex Cumulus.
Yeah, sure, I could be like that guy, that clown Al Roker on NBC. I could have done that. Could have gone all the way to the top of the network, but I wouldn't be able to live my passion, which is weather. Kiss me. Kiss me right hard. Mm.
Now I'm going to do a bunch of one-handed push-ups.
I'm Jim Cantore.
You are so good. My God. I love giving it to you standing up, looking at myself in the mirror as if I was looking at myself on a one shot. Yes, Alexandria, yes. Yes, there's a high pressure system. Yes. And then when he's done with the weather groupies, get out of here, you garbage. You're trash. Get out of here. I'm Jim Cantore. Get out of here.
On to the next city. No, he wouldn't be that insensitive. He'd be more like this. He'd be more like, listen, I'm sorry. I have to tell you to go. I can't have any ties.
I'd love to.
I can't lay down any roots. I just can't do it. I'm on to the next city. Yes, people have said I look like Bruce Willis. Thank you.
I want to tell you something. You are special. No, you're right. That's the way you would handle it.
Mm-hmm.
My God, Susan? Susan, you are incredible. I don't think I've had sex like that. Having sex with you like was being in Hurricane Andrew. But the problem is, darling, I'm a storm chaser.
I know you're in love with me, and I know I made a big impression on your life. Listen. I've got a Weather Channel windbreaker and a baseball cap for you to remember me by. Let me just go out to the back of the RV, the back of the home, and I'll give it to you.
My Weather Channel double wide. I'm Jim Cantore. I get more stink than anybody on any network. And God damn it, you respect me, honey. Do you hear me?
And then the phone rings again. Cantore. Oh, God.
And right in the middle of relations, too.
Yes.
He's like climbing all on top of her. Phone rings. Hold on.
She falls off the bed.
He pushes her out of the way.
Ka-dunk.
Cantore!
You said where? Is the airport open? No problem. I'll take the RV. I'll take the home. I'm Jim Cantore, weather chaser.
Honey, hailstorm in Des Moines. Got to get there now.
Cantore.
Sure, hail can kill people.
Mm-hmm.
Sure it can. God, you're beautiful.
Baby, I'd love to stay and canoodle with you a little bit more, but unfortunately, well, it's my favorite city, Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. They all recognize me there when I'm on the beach waiting for the big storm to hit. Cantore! Right here. The Outer Banks. Yes, sirree. Only when it's summertime.
Darling, I'll tell you something. You know what's rough about being Jim Cantore? When there's three of us covering a storm. And I don't get to be the lucky son of a bitch in the eye of the storm. When I have to be on the outer fringes, where it's just lightly spritzing, where I don't even have to wear my slicker, my rubber, when I stand there and I have to toss it to another tasty guy who doesn't work out like I do, doesn't love the weather like I do.
Do you know what it's like when Charleston gets a direct hit and they've got me in Wilmington, North Carolina, those bastards? Do you understand what it's like? Listen. Maybe you could help me. I'm punching up my autobiography, Endless Storm. Endless Storm by Jim Cantore.
I brought some porno with me.
It's weather porn.
Yeah, it's the perfect storm with George Clooney. I swear to God, this is the most erotic film. And, no, I'm not talking about George Clooney. Look at the man that plays the weatherman on the Boston TV station. He is saying, the perfect storm.
Hey, you want to see my Weather Channel t-shirt where I've cut the two holes out? Oh. Look at this. I'm Jim Cantore.
There is a perfect storm right now between my left and right leg.
Cantore.
Cantore! Can do!
Watch him be a perfectly happily married man now.
Don't think so, Mike.
No, I don't think. I
get the feeling.
It would disappoint me if that was true.
I get the feeling from looking at Jim Cantore that he's exactly.
Confirmed bachelor.
Exactly as we portray him, and out looking for stink in every asshole that a tornado hits in America.
My mother saw him in Nag's Head once.
Cantore.
And he had placed himself in a central portion of a restaurant.
Now, right. Listen, I'm going to say this without being. I don't mean this in a queer way about your mom. Your mom is a good-looking woman.
Thank you.
She's a.
I get it from somewhere.
Of course.
So I could see Jim Cantore hitting on your mom. Did he hit on Sharon?
He did not have to because there was a steady stream of people approaching him in whatever you know.
So he was holding court.
Of course.
Yeah. It set up right where it was very. Now was he broadcasting from the restaurant?
There was going to be a hurricane in Nag's Head in 48 hours.
Okay. He was speaking so loudly, you could have been broadcasting
exactly.
From the restaurant.
Well, usually when they say 48 hours, the track could take anyway. Yes, thank you for the calamari. Hold on a second, another call coming in. Santori.
He had tied himself to the bar, just in case. But yeah, he was holding court in the restaurant.
The rest of them are pretty mellow.
Yeah.
And if anybody out there has a real Jim Cantore story, that would be a great segment on this show.
Cantore story.
Cantore story on the Weather Channel.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
I think his new catch line should be Cantore, the Geraldo of the weather world.
He has Geraldo qualities.
Does he?
He has definite Geraldo qualities.
He does.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. No, thank you, sir. Thank you, sir.
You'd have to find a real weather controversy for Cantore to cover it, you know? Was this hurricane faked? I'm Jim Cantore.
No, you know, it couldn't be something like that because you couldn't fake the weather. You know what? He could be involved like, he could be the guy if he really wanted to get his hands dirty, but he wouldn't want to, you know.
Right.
I'm Jim Cantore, the rebuilding of New Orleans.
Mm-hmm.
Tonight, I stay against all odds. Here on the street with these urchins, these people so poor, so black, and I'm with them tonight.
To quote Wolf Blitzer.
Jim Cantore. Because that's something Geraldo would do, right? He would camp out and go to the worst.
He would go in the worst neighborhoods. He would go in the worst, most dangerous areas.
Go to the most ravaged part of New Orleans, do absolutely dick except show up.
I don't know whether Cantore does that. I think Cantore really likes to be in the danger of the weather when it's happening.
Uh-huh.
I think that's his calling card.
Action is his game.
And incidentally, his card has his picture on it. Listen, call me if I'm ever back, in your neck of the woods. I'd love to get in touch with you.
Hold on, you have to
call me. I'm giving you the card.
Would you like to be one of my weather watchers?
Jim Cantore.
Would you like to be in my weather bug network?
Listen, I know we've enjoyed this chat together.
Cantorian.
Have you enjoyed the, would you like to enjoy the Cantore
cannoli? Cantore cologne. Some Cantore calamari.
I'm Jim Cantore.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, what's up?
Hey.
God, you mentioned Alexandra Steele.
Sure, Alexandra Steele used to do the weather here in D.C., and now she...
Channel 7, wasn't it?
Right, she has a spray-on tan, and she's a poor man's Jennifer Aniston wannabe.
Not a fan, sir? And then he was gone.
Yeah.
He was gone, said his piece.
Called her an ugly, ugly name for a woman. Oh, did you hear that last night?
Jim Cantore on the road again.
Did you hear that last night on American Idol? Here's Simon Cowell dropping the S-bomb.
Oh.
Excuse me, the C-bomb.
Having said that, you are with a capital C.
Wow.
Having said that, you are with a capital C.
Pretty amazing.
Not right.
Last night on American Idol, the highlight for me was something that was totally a video. It was non-audible. It wasn't when the lady said, he's British, send him back to British.
Yeah, they're doing a lot of that this year.
It wasn't that, but it might have been the same family. It was a family, as Wolf Blitzer and Jim Cantore would say, so poor, so
mm-hmm.
black.
Mm-hmm.
And the girl didn't make it. And when she came out, the family had a sign that said, God, I wish I remember exactly what it was. I'm going to rewrite it. Mike was the contestant. It was Mike. Our American Idol.
Okay.
Okay, so the sign would say, Mike,
mm-hmm.
Our American Idol.
Gotcha.
And the sign that they held up and was on TV for like 30 seconds read exactly like that. Can you read it?
Yeah, yes.
Mike.
Our is spelled A-R-E.
Mike, A-R-E, American Idol.
Right.
Yeah. And Ryan Seacrest stood there with these poor toothless people
mm-hmm.
going, so she didn't make it tonight, but she's your American Idol, huh? And they're like, yeah. That's right, Ryan. That's right. I'll kick your ass, Simon.
Yep.
You know, the whole time, A-R-E.
Mm-hmm.
A-R-E, A-R-E.
Sent on their way. How many more cities do we have? Are they at the end of this? Are they done?
Yeah, tonight it's a compilation of the last bit of best and worst.
Other. Good. And then it's on to Hollywood, and we'll get down to the nitty-gritty now. That's good.
A-R-E.
I enjoyed that. Our American Idol.
Oh, I loved it. Hello, Dynamite Show. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. What?
I live in Duluth.
You live in Duluth, Minnesota?
I live in Duluth.
Okay, and?
I live in Duluth.
Yeah, okay.
Well, the guy is Area Code 218, Duluth, Minnesota, because maybe the guy is on the level.
I'll check. But all he's going to say is, I live in Duluth, and that's his game, and that's the game he's playing.
I live in Duluth.
Oh, is he trying to be like the how you doing guy?
Yeah, but it's not nearly as funny or as creative.
Duluth. A good one would be Jim Cantore touched me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you want to go with a catchphrase, you want to work.
And of course, you'd be talking emotionally.
I live in Duluth.
He does.
Yeah, I live in Duluth.
No, Mike, or I mean, perhaps in a more personal way.
Well, it could be either way. He either touched you emotionally or he just touched you.
Mm-hmm.
I live in Duluth.
Stuck to it.
He got in there. Hello there. Don and Mike show. Yes, that was too avant-garde, and this is
not avant-garde.
Certainly not avant-garde. Hello. Hello, so old.
That was the same family with Send It Back to British that had the R sign.
Same family. All right,
what is happening to your phone?
Thank you, Mike.
Hey, you know what else, guys?
Well, he is the opposite of avant-garde, Mike.
I worked on.
Hold on. Is there a way you could maybe try to speak a little louder?
I'm sorry, guys. I work construction, and I just put one headphone in.
Let me just cut this guy off for a second. Let's cut this guy some slack. I understand. This man was ear-raped by Jim Cantore.
That's why I can't hear that well.
Sorry, sir.
Go ahead.
So I work construction. I can only put one earphone in so I can hear you guys, and that ear grows hair faster than the other ear.
Grows hair faster?
Grows hair faster, yeah. I have more hair in the ear that I put the headphone in than I have coming out the ear.
How old would you be?
Good question.
32, but you guys make hair grow. So if you put headphones on your head, you might be able to fix some bald spots for Rob or something.
Interesting.
Okay.
The Don and Mike show grows hair. Sure. I think we can claim that.
There you go.
This is a testimonial right here.
Goodbye.
And I was trying to back you up, but instead you said you had to go, there you go. There you go.
Yeah, they're done.
I hate there you go.
Hello.
Why back the guy up when he can scream, there you go.
Don and Mike show.
What's up, gentlemen? How you guys doing?
Hey, what's happening?
Yeah, the comment about that she is our American Idol.
Yes.
Well, me and my wife were watching that last night, and I said that is a shame for us black people.
Sure it is.
And they were very angry, also. And they were.
Oh my God! And they were ignorant too.
The contestant was shy, but then when she got angry, she lost all of her shyness.
He said friggin'.
You guys talked about that about a.
Hold on a second. Everybody here jumped up and hit a button.
Yeah. No, he said friggin'.
He said friggin'.
It was clean.
Not what I heard.
No, I didn't hear it.
Okay, well, we've lost him now.
He's gone now?
Because Rob thought he heard the F word.
Ah. Better safe than sorry, that's what I always say.
Yes. That's what I always say, and you know who also says that?
Jim Cantore.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Gosh, you would think he would know the... You would know the difference enough. You certainly have been called it enough.
Yes, I have.
So you would know the difference between you F-stick.
And thank you. Thank you for using it in the one way that I love more than any other.
He is an F-stick.
F-stick.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
I just want to say that guy was a douche. And I live in Duluth.
Oh, you didn't like him, huh?
As opposed to you, you're bringing a lot to the table today in this one-on-one.
Yeah, from Sacramento.
Ah, Sacramento.
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 See, we're giving you a chance here, friend.
Anything you'd like to add?
My mom's a whore.
My mom's a whore.
Well, that was already on the news this morning.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, give us something.
But I can't imagine how could she drive 900 miles with an adult diaper on.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don, what's going on?
Hey, hello there.
What's up, Mike?
Hi.
I want to ask you, Don, do you think Senator Biden would call those people on American Idol articulate?
My man, JB.
And is JB still in the race, or did he resign yet?
JB's crawled under a rock, hoping that no one will pay attention to him in the first state, Delaware.
Kind of going to delay his campaign by a few months.
Story. Uh-huh. I mean, you got the first sort of mainstream African American who is articulate and bright and clean and nice looking.
This is the rim shot.
Clean.
Thanks, Joe. Joe, we're going to have you go into this closet for about a month and a half.
Hello there. Don and Mike show. Hello.
I wanted to tell you guys about my favorite part of American Idol was when Simon Cowell was caressing his boobs.
Oh, hold on. Yeah, you know what? You get a prize, too. When he was working his man teats,
yep.
At one point, he was really buzzed. I know you don't watch the show.
Right.
Sitting there as he was debating.
I missed that.
As he was debating the merits of one of these singers,
mm-hmm.
he sat there for a good 15 seconds, just like this,
yeah.
just rubbing them back and forth.
It was one of the hot girls, wasn't it? Was it maybe the girl in the black cat suit early on in the show?
Do you mean the girl that came in with that thing that went all the way down to her, the crack of her behind?
That was one sexy little outfit, wasn't it?
She was in Hollywood. I would have told her, don't even unpack. You don't even need this thing.
Yeah, Simon rubbing his boobs was a good moment as well last night.
So now that's his other tell. Not only does he suck the pen cap, but he grabs his boobs.
You know who else rubs his boobs a lot is Jim Cantore from the Weather Channel.
But he does so admiringly.
The other thing is everybody I'm imagining on the phone wants to talk about American Idol because, of course, everybody watches the show.
Right.
I wish everybody would watch the Weather Channel so that we could all goof on this tool, Jim Cantore.
You know what I read, though?
What, Mike?
I read, I forgot what article I was reading. It said that American Idol is more popular than the Weather Channel. That can't be right.
That's what I swear to God, I read it. You read that on an internet site, then.
I swear to God, I think it might be true.
LOL. R-O-F-L, Mike.
Really?
I'm rolling on the floor laughing at that one.
When I read that, I liked to fall out.
Because the guy from the Weather Channel that we're goofing on is big and buff.
Yeah,
and the celebrity I think that he most resembles would be the guy from Law & Order SVU, if he had a shaved head.
No, you're talking about, right.
He's a real hard-ass, like that Christopher Meloni guy, whatever that guy's name
is. The guy.
And he is...
A combination of him and who was the guy that starred on Jake and the Fat Man?
Joe Penny.
Joe Penny!
Joe Bad Penny.
A little of that.
And he's got a real F you, I'm a tough guy attitude about him.
Right.
And he loves standing in the middle of weather.
He does.
He just loves it. And he doesn't love it like Topper Short does. He doesn't love it like a guy who loves the weather.
Right.
He loves it like a guy who can wear a tight shirt, show off his biceps, and then as we've spent the last half hour saying, going to the local Ramada Inn and screwing whatever housefrau he can find that night.
This is a very delicate...
whatever weather groupie.
This is a delicate analysis of Mr. Jim Cantore, but when I watch him, I always feel that he is broadcasting in such a way that conveys to me that he thinks he's a little more important than he should be.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Did I articulate that accurately?
There's
one of these deals where he's like, listen, I'm here and I know everybody really cares. We just came up from the jetty and I tripped in the sand. And he was like, oh, Jim!
Here's another good example. You're absolutely right about that.
Mm-hmm.
And they play into it on the Weather Channel as well. Well, you know it must be a major storm because... we've called Jim in. Or when they say, well, the local stores, all of Daytona Beach is boarded up, and as you can see, everyone has signs saying, go away, Jim Cantore. Jim's here.
Right.
That's where the bad weather is.
That's where the eye of the storm's going to hit.
Jim Cantore and his wicked case of VD.
I'm Jim Cantore.
I've got the crabs. Hello. Yeah, on Mike Show. Hey.
Hey, how's it going?
Okay, my friend.
Listen, I've got proudly displayed on my fridge an autographed refrigerator Weather Channel magnet from Jim Cantore.
That is a prized, treasured possession you have.
Wow. There is more, Mike. Someone has just faxed us in a signed photo of Jim Cantore that appears to have some kind of, you know, like where a sports guy would, like, write the number of his jersey.
Uh-huh.
It has a little drawing that appears to be like a cloud in motion.
There he is.
Underneath the big loop in the
There he is. And I believe he's got a Storm Chaser hat on, a Weather Channel Mike stick, and a Weather Channel jacket on. And, boy, what is that little thing? It looks like almost a number 9.
Yeah, it looks like he's drawing some type of a weather logo, I think.
It's his signature.
Take a look at that head.
Looks like a little crab.
No, you know what it is? That's the weatherman symbol for a hurricane.
That's right.
We had him pegged right.
Oh, fantastic.
Hello there. Don and Mike Show.
Hurricane Jim.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Howdy.
There's a radio station out here in California that's copying you guys.
Shocker.
Well, let's shut them down right away and see if we can get 10 people fired.
This morning.
And hopefully no one will get killed this time.
This morning I heard the Laughing Place and the Little Richard woohoo on my way to work.
Well, as you know, that Little Richard woohoo, that's something he did exclusively for our show.
Yo, look out!
We own that. Yeah, he actually got paid a big satchel full of money from Geico. And then he said, Don and Mike, can I do it for you too?
Not just a random sound that we've taken off this run on the goddamn television every 5 minutes for the last 4 years.
I'm amazed. That, you know, Geico, does Geico advertise on this program also? Is there any place they don't advertise?
Yeah, no. They do.
I mean, they've got, I was trying to take stock of what we've got. Geico has the gecko, the caveman, the celebrities.
Yeah.
And is there any other campaign that they have? I mean, it's pretty amazing.
As you go back through time, they I think we've discussed their ad agency before because they were the first ones to do the trick spots, like the little house.
Yes, they do that one, too. There's Fate another category.
The ones where you thought it was a commercial for something else. Oh, and there was that that tool with the exercise bike, that guy with the, with the big long...
Tony Little.
With the big long ponytail.
So they do the fake spots, and of course, the most popular spot with the caveman. But, man, it's amazing. It truly is. I'd love to know what their budget is.
The ones that I don't care for are the ones with the Geico.
The gecko, you mean? Right.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I don't like the gecko.
The gecko.
Right. The British Cockney gecko.
Why does he have an accent?
Cockney.
Cockney.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah.
That's what Jim Cantore says all the time. Want to go to Cockney?
Come back to the motel. Yeah, well, I'm getting the RV serviced.
Hello. Hello.
I gave up.
Oh. All right. Well.
Let's try this one.
His loss.
Hello there, Don and Mike show.
How you guys doing?
Very well, thanks.
Good. Can you find the Paul Harvey Vermont teddy bear commercial? He guarantees a happy ending at the end of it.
No, but have you heard our Paul Harvey bong commercial?
No.
You've never heard that?
Oh, you like
I
it.
I think that we...
This Mike, is better than any happy ending.
I think when we cut our... when we cut our network Vermont Teddy Bear commercials last week, didn't we goof on the happy ending? Johnny, didn't we goof on that?
Absolutely.
Yeah, those commercials were air on Westwood One. That's although I bet Paul Harvey didn't do it as a goof when he said you'll always get a happy ending.
Not at all. He just read the copy.
Right.
I kind of found it unusual that he was guaranteeing a happy ending.
You really
I thought maybe he stole it from you guys.
So you stole it. So everybody thinks everybody stole everything from us.
That's right. Nobody stole it.
I got one question.
What's that, sir?
If Sophia Loren married Larry King, what would her name be?
Are you backing up right now?
Hopefully that's your heart monitor.
That's my turn signal. You like that?
What kind of retarded car are you in?
Yeah, if she married Larry King, what would her name be?
You tell us.
Can I say it?
No.
Oh.
I don't get it. What is it?
Sophia King.
Why is that funny? What am I missing?
Yeah. Maybe not.
What are you doing?
Well,
what the hell are you doing? Seriously, well, what are you doing to our listeners? Sophia
Mike
King.
Finished it. Mike finished it when he said what he did. Take out the knot. It'd be...
Hold on a second. Wait. Hold on a second.
Take out the knot and what?
Did you just create this today?
No.
If Sophia Loren married Larry King, her name would be.
And are you trying
Sophia
to make a
King?
Are you trying to make an effing joke?
Yes.
It's not working.
It doesn't work.
Sophia King. It would be so effing if you wanted to. No, that doesn't work.
That doesn't work on any level. Who told you it did?
You should make a joke about sofas if you want.
My mom.
No. Your grandmother.
Oh, man.
Your grandmother.
Okay, I'll listen for this.
No, I want more. I want to know, where did it come from?
It's an old joke.
No, it can't be. No, there's no way. That was not ever a joke that was given to you. You made that up.
It has to be written, actually.
No.
Doesn't help.
You see, you're not letting go of it. That's why I knew we needed to hang with you a little bit more.
If it's written, okay.
The laugh of the damned.
Writing it doesn't help. Sophia, Sophia King, K-I-N-G.
Okay, where's the F word in that?
Well, if you write the word, okay, here's the other part of it.
Okay.
Is the rest of the joke.
If you was to open up a furniture store.
If you was to open up a furniture
okay,
store.
Okay, if we was.
Okay.
Okay, and you had a, you sold sofas,
uh-huh.
And you were...
Hold on, you're making this up right now because I told you to use sofa. Hold on, what, Yanni?
Remember back in the day when you had that automatic voicemail machine that the listeners would send stuff in?
Right, that thing that gave automated, like, you've received
exactly.
A voicemail from...
If you put the words sofa and king together...
All right, it would say you are so effing...
But it has nothing to do with Sophia.
But this guy's an idiot.
Yeah, clearly.
Thanks for that bulletin.
Yeah, I know.
the Doppler radar show that?
Jim Cantore's Doppler.
There's really no way for you to save this call.
There's no way for anyone.
No, and I'm not going to use the eject button because that's old school. So I'll just bail out of my big truck right now.
Your big truck.
God, I wish you would. You know, I think really the only proper payoff would be like if you drove off a cliff or something right now.
Would you do that?
Like that commercial I did like during the Super Bowl where everybody jumps off a cliff.
Every now and then, there just has to be greater satisfaction.
Mm-hmm. I guess our satisfaction would be when God smacks you when you get up to heaven. It says, ass, out of all of the things that you did in your life that are an embarrassment.
I got the list right here. It says, you lived a pretty clean life, nice life. You had a good family man. But what's this joke you told on the Don and Mike show? What? Why you? Why you? And now silence on your end. Would you like to respond to that?
No.
And then God will say, because you are being so unresponsive, now you're going to have
all I can say is
now you're going to have to watch your mom and your grandma. Service me in my God throne.
Wow.
Come on, ladies. And you'll be watching a porno with God and your mom and your grandmother.
You've disappointed us greatly, sir.
And God.
And now that drove him away.
He's gone now?
I'm sorry that had to be, that had to be the straw that broke the camel's back.
I just felt that an example needed to be made on that particular call. I mean, really. That was the, look. There's an occasional need to have us do some of the lifting here on these calls. And then there's something where, here's nothing, create something.
He's going to get up there and God's going to be wearing a big Playboy robe.
Right.
Open. And I mean, drinking one hand, big goblet, one of those steaming goblets. It will be the God that we've always thought. Mm-hmm. The God that kind of looks like he could be in a cartoon maybe with a flowing mane of hair. And he'll be like, ha!
Like a Three Stooges God.
Yeah, that's right. Ha!
Beard.
Hello, mortal. Remember that day your mom told you not to call the show? Well, now, look what your mom is doing now.
And they use the same line as that Geico commercial. Payback. This time, it's for real. Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Oh, God. Wow. The calls never end on this show. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Right.
How you doing?
Come on, sir. Take the temperature of the room.
A couple summers ago, Jim Cantore did a half-hour Weather Channel special on skin cancer and the effects of the sun.
Yeah.
Guess who volunteered to take his shirt off and get tested?
See, now that's a winning phone call.
Cantore.
Right. Cantore took his shirt off, right?
Yes, he did.
All right.
His shirt off, hairy chest and all.
Yeah, let me slip out of this T-shirt. Doctor, now, where do you sample the skin? Do you take a biopsy from my right pectoral or my left pectoral? Jim Cantore. Let me sign an autograph for you with my hurricane symbol.
Hello there, Don and Mike show. One more call. We got to hit a break here. Hello.
Don and Mike.
Howdy.
This is Mike's friend Al from Molesto.
Mike, it's your friend Al from Molesto, California.
Yes, that was a joke we had on yesterday's show, Al.
Yeah, that last guy that did that stupid joke, he needs one of Don's farts.
What? What you,
Oh, boy. Oh, now you've choked up the host.
Right.
You realize... Oh, man, there's
now
the radio
he's listening
up.
To himself.
There's the sound of the urban dodo. There's a radio going up in the background.
So funny.
You, friend, are as bad as that guy.
Worse.
No, because you're calling to pile on, but you can't really pile on.
No, you're not allowed to pile on. In fact, those type of calls don't need any piling on.
Now, I'm afraid I've got to say, while God's up there having that guy's mom and grandma service him, your mom and grandma will be wearing strap-ons.
But fear not, we're going to both send you an autographed picture with the Hurricane Squiggly.
And I believe they'll be taken from a bad place by Peter the Apostle.
He's not fazed. He's from that part of Northern California where actually you're giving him what he wants.
Luke will do it to your mom. Your mom will be saying, Luke, where's the force?
Hey, do we have Wayne Newton there watching?
Wayne Newton's not in the Bible, dumbass. I know he should be. You're right, Rob. Should be.
Someday. By that time, though, we'll all be with Wayne, and that'll be a good thing.
Mm-hmm. See, this is the conundrum when you do a show like this. Because if we really went off, that guy just hung up.
Mm-hmm.
If we really went off on that guy,
right.
We would at some point in the next couple of days get a phone call from somebody going, I can't believe what dicks you are to people.
So right, cruel. Exactly. Even though there are two examples of calls during this segment that needed to be made an example of.
Yeah,
and it doesn't happen. I mean, we can go days at a time without that.
Let it
but
go.
In this particular circumstance, you know, it was the first guy. And they breed. They actually breed like rats.
Multiple.
That last horrible call with Sophia Loren bred that last call from
that's
Molesto.
Right. That's right.
That's what happens.
And I'm sorry, all I can come back with is God
mm-hmm.
sitting nude on his God throne.
Well, what else are you supposed to come back
telling
with?
Telling him to suck on his scepter.
You're probably right.
Make lightning come out of the end of this scepter.
Sometimes it's all that we can do.
That's all I've got for you, friends.
It's all we can do. You know, especially when we start with that fabulous bit of comedy on our own friend Jim Cantore.
And that's really where we should try to move the conversation on the show here, at least at the beginning part of
Cantore.
This good-looking Wednesday.
I mean, look at this. I mean, are we wrong when we get the autograph that has the Hurricane Squiggly in it?
There it is.
We do a regional show.
Mm-hmm.
We go to 25 cities.
Right.
We go to a lot of the cities that have bad weather.
Sure.
There have to be some ladies out there who have got the Jim Cantore story.
No, Jim.
You have to have been at the local sports bar the night the hurricane came through town and crushed everything except your house. And you showed up at the Dew Drop Inn, and there he was.
Jim Cantore taking a two-hour break between weather reports.
So you're looking for the Jim Cantore.
Jim Cantore.
We'll continue this and... Or maybe we'll just scrap it and do something totally different.
Okay.
I'm really not sure.
We've had the wind taken out of our sails.
Yeah. Ooh. I feel like we just got tagged.
Mm-hmm.
Really, tagged by our listeners.
You know who can put the wind back in our sails?
Who's that, Mike?
Jim Cantore.
You're all idiots.
Hold on. That wasn't right.
Where's blank my blank?
Blank my blank and blank you.
There you go. And blank you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Thank you, Chris Hansen.
Okay.
Having said that, you are with a capital C.
Ooh, Simon was upset after his breast massage.
You are my favorite listener. You are my favorite listener.
That's right.
Go back to British.
We O-U-R family.
Wow.
Well, now, see, now I'm totally stuck. I don't even know how to go to break here.
I know.
This is awkward.
Because now you're thinking of other examples of it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
And really, if we go back to the phones, we're not going to hit our break. So, God, this really just
sucks. We are the champions.
These commercials.
I'm sorry.
You got anything over there, Buzz?
Yeah, I just can't stop thinking about Sophia Loren and Larry King.
I know
how
you can break.
What?
You can break with
that.
Yeah.
Many Asians can't tolerate alcohol.
Shocker that you would come up with that way to go to break notes.
I didn't expect
that. Like
that.
Didn't
see it. One note came up with something to go to break with.
Perhaps a different note.
I'm Rob Spiewak. Let me think what I think is funny. Making fun of a minority group. Yes, that's that. I've never done that before. Let me do that. Let's play that. La!
Let's do it before they're a majority group.
There's the note.
I'm a fan of that note.
I know you are. I know you are.
I like that song.
Play that note.
I like that song. I'd buy that CD.
That note.
Rob Spiewak's greatest hit.
Where's the melody?
Rob Spiewak's note.
Greatest hit.
Okay.
On Arista Records.
See, there were four or five spots that we could have gone out on, but it would have been a week out.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yes, I suppose.
We had a strong in, and we just got a week out now.
Mm-hmm. We're kind of in the eye of the hurricane right now.
So,
if we stayed, we'd come out on the other end, and it would get stormy again.
I appreciate the fact that you are still trying.
Thank you.
To end this break.
I am. That's one of the things I do.
You're a fighter, Mike.
I will fight to the death. Absolutely.
Like Cantore, we'd love to stay, but we have to go.
And that's the name of that tune. And that's the way it is. Wednesday, Feb, whatever it is. I don't even know the day.
No, I'm just screwing with you.
Seven.
I'm just screwing with you all now.
Feb.
Y'all are really trying here.
Mm-hmm. And I just gave up.
I'm not.
That. I just gave up after that now.
Yeah.
But I'm still talking. I'm still talking. Then again, I don't have that little button that says we're going to the commercials.
Just point to me anytime you want. When you're ready, Mr. President. All you got
to
do is just...
So you're telling me to do that, and now you know I can't do that.
That's my thing, too. What's the right moment?
Mike O'Mara is a great guy.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
And now Jim Cantore.
The only way to bag a classy lady is to give her two tickets to the gun show. And see if she likes the goods.
Oh, Miss Corningstone. I wasn't expecting company. Just doing my workout. Tuesday is arms and back.
Well, you asked me to come by, sir.
Oh, did I? I could barely lift my right arm because I did so many. I don't know if you heard me counting. I did over 1,000. You have your ubulus muscle that connects to the upper dorsalis. It's boring, but it's part of my life. I'm just going to grab this shirt if you don't mind. Just watch out for the guns. They'll get you.
No stems, no seeds. Just Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
All right, before I get to Jim Cantore's bio that I just found on the weatherchannel.com.
Oh, great.
I know. Tomorrow on the show, we finally got a hold of the guy with the Super Bowl Will You Marry Me ad.
Well, do we have some questions for him?
And there's kind of an end to this story, but he can't come on the radio yet because of legal issues.
I bet.
To describe it. We tentatively have him booked for when? Tomorrow?
Tomorrow, and we'll have the lady as well.
Oh, tomorrow and his lucky lady.
Oh, his fiance?
Yes.
Has he already done the deed?
Well, I'm sure he has. They've dated 5 years.
Well, I mean, has he proposed and all that?
Oh, yeah. She said we have audio of the proposal. And her.
Audio just didn't happen on the Super Bowl.
No,
like
it happened on Veronica Mars on whatever the UPN station is in San Francisco.
Good for him.
The CW. Well, same thing, right?
Aim high.
Right. Same thing. Oh, just heard a commercial on WJFK, our flagship station here in D.C., and I urge everyone to do what I'm going to do. The commercial was with the Junkies, the morning guys, doing a spot for a car dealership.
Right.
And my favorite junkie, Johnny Cakes, says in the commercial, go to this dealership and get a silly car. Now, I know that in junkies lingo, silly means good.
Really, really incredible car.
But I urge you to take it seriously. Show up and say, I want a silly car.
A silly car. A clown car.
A silly car.
You know, I want you to, you know, paint eyeballs on the side of it or something like that.
What if there is someone who doesn't know that that's part of the junkies lingo?
Right.
Who hears them doing a commercial and just hears a guy say, if you want a silly car.
This is very nice. I like this one over here, but where's the silly car?
Uh-huh. I want a purple sedan that seats 13.
I want a car that can fit as many clowns into it
Please. As
is humanly possible, just like the Shrine Circus.
Are all your tires round?
A silly car.
My yellow tires on my purple car.
That's why Johnny is my favorite of the junkies.
A silly car.
Silly car.
Silly car. Not to be confused with drag racing. With the funny car circuit. Entirely different. That's a totally different thing. Don't be confused. Silly cars are... Yes, they're hysterical.
Don't ask for a funny car. Ask for a silly car.
Right.
Silly car. Silly car. Silly girl. My girlfriend is silly. Huh? I almost had to slap the happiness out of her today.
Oh, no.
Almost? Sorry to let you down, Rob. She's very happy. She had a great day at work yesterday.
Right. Good.
Got a big deal done. Was in a fine mood, like you said, your girlfriend was, like, waiting for the weather last night.
Oh, absolutely crazy.
Loves the snow. Got up this morning and said, I'm going to go out in the backyard and make snow angels.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Whatever floats your boat.
Not a lot of snow to do that, but there was snow on the ground.
And little does this sweet woman that lives with me know that while I was standing at the window, watching her down in the yard, doing this thing like... All right. She's lying on the ground, and I'm waving, and she's like, mwah, and I'm like, you're retarded.
She loved the snow.
Loves it.
Huh. A lot of people feel that way. Maybe it's because we haven't had enough.
Made snow angels all over the place.
All we need is one of those real blizzards where it's, you know, a foot of snow that has to be shoveled and dealt with, and that'll take care of everybody.
And then she came inside, and I said, you really like the snow? And she said, yes. Now, do me like Jim Cantore. Jim Cantore.
Jim Cantore.
Do me like the storm tracker.
With the Hurricane Squiggly.
Here you go. Here's the stuff about Jim Cantore.
Oh, everything there is to know about Jim Cantore.
You are going
to
love this.
Oh, good. Okay. Oh,
from
good.
The weatherchannel.com.
So it's everything we thought, huh?
Uh-huh.
Oh, good.
Jim Cantore. Hey, Robbie, I'm going to need some music here.
Something dramatic, right?
Something dramatic.
for Jim Cantore.
Gladiator music.
Storm Tracker.
Storm Tracker.
It's got to be something softer.
That's CBS executive music, Rob.
Right.
Think of something you would, for a modern
and
American hero.
I'm sorry, and music for the vice president as well.
That's right, I forgot. Something.
Oh, come on. Something exciting, but.
Yes,
I. Look at him pushing the button. Any song, Rob. No.
All right, that'll work. Yeah.
All right, that's good.
Show business.
No, keep
that's
going.
Not right.
Keep going. No, keep going. It's just something up tempo. All right, you got it. Now, that's a good choice. That was worth the wait.
That's slick music.
This is like Get Laid music from 1968.
Exactly.
Jim Cantore, Storm Tracker, on-camera meteorologist. Jim is the most recognized face in weather today. When he shows up, you know the weather is going to get interesting. Jim's passion for field reporting is during extreme weather events is well known to Weather Channel viewers.
Yes, it is.
Whether it's thunder, snow, an ice storm, tornado, or chasing a Category 5 hurricane, there's no place Jim would rather be than in the eye of the storm.
Baby.
WildWeather.com. Voted Jim Meteorologist of the Month.
WildWeather.com.
For August 2000.
Did you see my award that I got from WildWeather.com? I'm Jim Cantore.
In acknowledgement of his award, it read, Jim Cantore pushes TV forecasting to the next level. Much as Michael Jordan changed basketball, Jim Cantore has forever altered the field of weather forecasting.
He certainly has.
This man means business.
Business, Cantore business.
Well, Jim is best known for his animated, in-your-face live field coverage. His contributions span well beyond this. He was the creator, producer, writer, and talent for the Fall Foliage Report.
No.
He did that?
That was Jim Cantore's work, Buzz.
Wow. Jim's reported from events such as the Winter X Games, the National Cable Television Association Convention.
Yeah. I bet he had a good time there.
And for 2 years, was the anchor for a live New York City area local forecast insert, Tri-State Weather.
I'm Tri-State Weather's Jim Cantore.
On rare occasions when Jim is back in Atlanta, he does studio reporting and has frequently appeared as the anchor at Severe Weather Update Central.
But it's important to point out those occasions are very rare that he roosts in Atlanta. He's usually on the road.
Okay. Jim credits his father, who indulged my love for meteorology.
Salvatore Cantore.
Dad didn't get too mad when he found me on the porch in my shorts at 2 a.m. shoveling the new fallen snow.
He loves it. Wow.
Hold on, let me see. Here's some bad news for us looking to find out about him getting laid. Of course, Jim enjoys spending time with his wife and two children.
Sure, when he's home, but it's still a disappointment.
When he's not out in his favorite elements keeping the Weather Channel viewers, well, you know, who knows how relevant this is, although this came right up on the weatherchannel.com.
Yeah.
They're like quoting an award that he got in 2000. Uh-huh. You know, maybe his marriage is falling apart.
You never know. You can only hope. You can only hope, ladies.
I think he's still with Lori.
And then there was, did you see that other part? There was that one time where Jim Cantore drove 900 miles with only an adult diaper and a mallet and duct tape in his car.
And think about that. I know we discussed it yesterday. But think about that crazy friggin' astronaut lady.
Right. Yes.
You mean that you can't stop to go into Wendy's to take a leak? You're going to save that much time driving from...
Well, Letterman, on his monologue last night, made the joke he wants to know the car that gets 900 miles on a tank full of gas. Yeah. She had to stop and get fuel. Then when you're out of your mind, you don't think about details like that.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike, it's Sean from Modesto.
Hello there, Sean.
How are things in Modesto?
Not bad. It's raining here.
What can we do for you?
Yeah, I was reading over the website with Jim Cantore on it, and I thought it was pretty funny how they compare him to the Michael Jordan of weather.
I, it's funny. I was listening to a radio program that had that on there, But I guess that's within the time of the delay.
You know who likes that?
Who's that?
It's Sophia Loren and Larry King.
Yes, of course. Danger, danger, Will Robinson.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don, Mike, Rob Buzz, what's going on?
Hi there.
Yeah, that's Jim Cantore. He may be married, but I bet you he's got a secret love life with that hottie Jennifer Lopez on that.
Mm.
You know who that is?
The other Jennifer Lopez.
Yeah. I've often had a theory.
The big butt.
The Weather Channel has a lot of hot women who are always pregnant.
Oh, yeah, it's a very fertile network.
I've always thought that Jim Cantore maybe was planning.
He's the father.
Yeah. Hi, welcome to. Listen, would you like to come down to Cantore's stud farm? Listen, hi Peggy. Understand you and Mr. Peggy having a little trouble conceiving. I can help. Step into my office, my green room.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, can I tell you a joke?
And he's huge.
No, you can't.
It's a funny joke.
All right, listen. As you've heard, we have bad experiences with people calling with jokes.
You've been burned.
I see your phone number on caller ID, and if you tell a joke and we laugh, we'll give you a prize. But if not, we'll give out your phone number.
All right.
That's the deal. Are you willing to give up your phone number?
I'm ready.
If you think the joke is really funny, and this is not a setup, although we have never laughed at one of these jokes, it would be nice one time to laugh and not give out some tools phone number.
We'd love that. Are you familiar with a little comedy sketch we do on this show called Make Us Laugh?
Yes, I am.
Are you aware of the hundreds of individuals that try jokes on this station and it never works?
I do, but this one made me laugh.
This one made you laugh, I see.
Just to be sure.
I feel totally confident now.
If we don't laugh at this, honestly, if we don't laugh, it's okay to give out your phone number so listeners can call you.
Can I point one other thing out to this guy? Fact is that on this particular day, we've already been soured with one other individual's attempt at humor.
You have tried to pull this guy out of the foxhole now five times.
I have. He's not. Well, you're not listening, are you?
What was that guy's joke? I'll tell you if it's funnier.
No, go ahead. Lay it on. Now, as long as it's okay to give out your number, is that a fair trade?
I'm ready. We're shaking on it right now.
All right, go.
All right, very good. You've given us your permission.
Go ahead.
Oh, dear.
Okay, well, not only can that joke not make the air because you can't say the word S, you could say the hot dogs taste like S. You can call this guy at area code 410-637, listen to him laughing, 9381. I know you think it's going to be as simple as turning off your phone for a couple of days, but I don't think you understand the loyalty of our listeners.
For all the people that may have jotted that number down, I recommend a call in the wee hours of the morning the night after Valentine's Day.
That would be perfect.
Ask him about the hot dogs that taste like S.
Yes, indeed.
Hey.
Now, let me ask you a question, sir. Was it worth it?
It's worth it.
Even though no one laughed. As long as we brought him pleasure.
He's happy.
It's worth it. I think it was a hilarious joke.
I thought it was a hilarious joke, too.
We know you do.
Why don't you try it without using the bad word? Just use the S word so everyone can hear it.
Do you want to hear the delivery?
Use the initial instead of the S word.
And it's a good time to repeat that joke because your cell phone sounds like it's breaking up.
Go ahead.
Okay, how do you know you're in a gay picnic?
How do you know you're in a gay picnic?
Because I thought it would taste like poo.
Except when he laid it on us at first, he used the full-blown S word.
Yes, the word.
Mm-hmm.
Did you enjoy your experience on the Don and Mike show?
I've had better.
Hello there. Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike.
Hi there.
You know that the token fag on that show, Mike Seidel? I bet you he's Jim Cantore's biatch.
On the Weather Channel?
Yeah.
I didn't know. We don't know that for a fact, do we?
No, I don't know. I don't even know if I know who that guy is.
I think he's the blonde guy. He also does a lot of field reporting. I'm pretty sure that's the guy. But I've never, been really even aware of his sexual proclivity.
Hello,
the blonde guy.
Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike, my brother.
Howdy, what's up?
Hey, listen, I'm a caller from Sacramento. And this afternoon, I heard a commercial that you did for Pro City Mortgage. And you actually say whatnot in that.
Yep.
And I was kind of wondering if...
that was a joke, was something that they had written in.
Don, tell the truth. It was not a joke.
No, for all of the talk we do on the show, I use whatnot constantly in my vocabulary.
Especially in the commercials.
I try to work it into every commercial. Yes.
And I know John Norman will back me up. Not a single edit in that spot.
That's your guess,
But out of all the stuff that you guys use on the whatnot, not letting anybody say whatnot on the show.
Okay, once again, really everybody, without blowing my stack, how stupid are our freaking listeners? Okay, listen, this is not a great comedy.
I'd like to say that we're getting an inordinate amount of participation from the Northern California area today.
This is not a great comedy theory on my part. I cut a commercial, 2 days ago?
I think so.
All right. For our station in Sacramento. And in the middle of the copy, I said, whatever. You know, they've got great products and whatnot.
Okay?
As an obvious goof.
Okay.
I mean, not
obvious
even,
goof.
Not
That's
even,
the key point.
Not even a funny goof, just an obvious goof.
Right.
Your point in calling...
Inspector Gadget here wants to call you and bust you on it and go, with his teeth just showing from ear to ear, going, hey, you said what? Not in the commercial. Well, first of all, a commercial is recorded.
I did it on purpose.
It was on purpose.
I did it on purpose. It was kind of a private joke between you and I, but you're so friggin' dumb that it's not a private joke between you and I.
You've ruined it. And it's on a day that we've gotten just too many of these calls.
You understand what we're saying and whatnot?
Well, have a good day, brothers.
Thanks for nothing.
We're no brothers of yours. We're not brothers.
He loved it.
We're not brothers in arms. We're not brothers in legs.
He loved it.
He loved it. He loved it.
I don't care.
Too bad you're so dumb.
How about Randy Moss going to the Packers?
Is Randy Moss going to the Packers?
They're talking about it. They're talking.
Have you heard it now?
I've not heard anything about
it. Really,
right,
you know,
it was on.
Hang up on
it,
please. Please make it because he really. Because I want to give him his props. He really did get you with that. You really. All of a sudden, you're angry, and then you get this real note.
Your
notice.
Eyes. Stop it. We have someone on the phone. I really want to talk to now.
No. Where did you hear that, sir?
I just hung up on it.
Good.
I just hung up on it.
The look on your face is. Ooh, all of a sudden, it's like somebody threw cold water in your face.
Kind of intriguing. Marv DeMoss.
Right.
I could go with that for 1 year.
Yep.
Let him rub his ass all over the goalposts at Lambeau Field.
Lambeau.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
I got a Jim Cantore story for you.
Yes, sir.
His name is Jim Cantore.
Hope he touched you.
Yeah. We were in Key Largo on vacation a couple of years ago, right before Hurricane Velma was coming in. And Jim Cantore was set up there at Coconuts, Little Barn Harbor.
Right.
Hold on, sir. I really hate to nitpick here. Was that with a Z?
No, Cantore.
No, you said Zelma, Hurricane Zelma.
Wilma.
Okay.
Wilma.
You remember Zelma Flintstone?
Yes.
Yeah.
Wilma.
Anyway.
You know, Weena, Zori, her princess. I love that new Nintendo.
Was I the only one that heard Zelma?
I love that new Nintendo Z.
Rob, you heard Zelma?
I heard Zelma or Zelma.
Yeah.
And don't forget the Wrath of Woro. I'm just trying to do anything. Let's see. Want to go to the Woo today?
The Woo.
Want to go to the Woo?
Right. What's that movie that your guy Ben Stiller is in? Woolander. It's a good one.
Anyway.
We go see a Weebra.
You know who's good?
Who?
Paul Walker Bohr.
Okay, Rob, okay. That doesn't count because even though it's Zsa Zsa.
Right.
I don't think a lot of people would know that Zsa Zsa. Well, would they know that Zsa Zsa is... And God,
ZSA.
Now that I'm thinking about Jar Jar Gabor, I believe, did I see on the Tony Kornheiser show yesterday, is she 90?
Yeah, that's about right.
Probably. Zsa Zsa is still kicking?
Yeah, I think Ava's dead, but I think
she's Ava's no longer
right,
with us.
Right, they had that on the birthdays yesterday on PTI.
Yeah, Ava's the hot one.
That's Ava was the hot
she
one.
Was, yeah. You know, that is the only thing in my mind that saves you. Is the fact that I saw it on a TV show yesterday that I like. So, okay, if they mentioned it on PTI, it's okay that you brought it up. But still,
Zsa Zsa.
They just mentioned it like in the last 2 seconds of PTI.
Wow, walk aboard.
Total
How do we get to Zsa Zsa?
Because I really thought when you were talking about the hurricane, you called it Hurricane Zelma.
Oh, and Mike, don't forget, Wilma. if you want a coffee or a sandwich on the road, go to Zsa Zsa.
Zsa Zsa Food Mart. Yes.
And, well, sorry that we're slowing you down.
Yeah, are we annoying you?
No.
Sure whatever it is you have to say is much more interesting. Please go ahead.
So you're in Key Largo. It's Jim Cantore. Go.
I told him that I was an executive producer for the Don and Mike show. He was at the bar at Coconuts, and I asked if he'd be willing to come on the air. And I told him he had, you know, a national radio show with 6 million listeners, and it'd be good for his ratings. And he said, sure.
Why do we have so many tools out there? Why are there so many tools out there? Too bad you're so dumb. I'm sorry. That's just the way I have to say goodbye to a lot of our callers today.
Well, and also, I'm sorry, too, and it's a double punch here, but he's lying.
Of course he is.
He's lying. You're lying to us.
To try to get you a guest.
Excuse me. How could you get a guest by lying about being an executive producer for our show?
And let's cut through this call.
For credibility.
What year were you in whatever state for Hurricane Zelda?
Wilma, 2 years ago.
2 years ago.
Wilma.
You were in Key Largo.
Yeah, well, we're in Key West. We got evacuated, so we stopped in Key Largo.
All right, so if this fiction is true, you went up to Jim Cantore, you told him, you lied to him, told him you're our producer. If this happened 2 years ago, where the freak is he?
Your phone was busy, and then it wasn't answering. It was between 6 and 7, so I guess you got into Buzz's news, so you weren't answering the phone.
My
but he was ready to come on. I had Jim Cantore ready, standing by to come on your show.
Don't you remember this?
You never got on the air.
Remember that
I
time?
Don't believe you.
I don't either.
I don't believe you.
It's really hard to believe.
I really don't want to have one of these shows where it's like we just rag on everybody the entire show.
I don't think it's our fault today. No. I really don't think it's our fault. We have days like this.
Really, you suck.
The next morning, I was naked on the balcony in the hotel behind him on the Weather Channel because he was doing his spot.
No, you weren't. They wouldn't show that.
They didn't. They zoomed in right away. They zoomed in on him to get me out of the picture.
Right, because you were naked on the balcony.
Because you were naked because you wanted to be naked on national television.
There was nobody there. They cleared the place out. My wife was on
Listen,
the balcony. I saw it.
Now, when you walked up to Jim Cantore...
This show is like a no-pelt strip for retardation. I swear to God, every retarded cell in someone's soul
did you identify?
Sucked to this show like... God damn, like an indestructible, crazy glue. Indestructible. I said indestructible.
I wanted a story, so I had one.
Did you identify yourself to Jim Cantore as Tommy Flanagan?
No, but he actually was a decent guy. He wasn't. He was a pretty nice guy, actually.
I don't
He's short,
believe
though.
A word oh, you are saying.
Sure, okay.
Hey, I'm a mailman. I don't lie.
Well, then we've certainly attested to your stability.
Remember yesterday you said that the mailman was the most trusted government worker in country.
Who said that?
I said that yesterday.
The
day before.
Yeah. That was yesterday.
That was yesterday. It's changed today.
We've all changed our minds.
Yeah. Today I'm
okay.
Bye!
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Oh, my gosh. Hey, guys. I am one of your soldiers for Whatnot. I want you to know I've taken it into my staff meeting. When anyone says Whatnot, I correct them like children.
Good.
Thank you,
That's
my
a
friend.
Good call.
Thank you.
That is a good call. To the point. Very simple. Thank you.
Finally, and look at he says
Love
goodbye.
You
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you, my friend.
The way to tell someone is don't say that. You're smarter than that. Mm-hmm. That makes them remember it.
Sure.
I've corrected many people like that. Mm-hmm. But Don always uses it in commercials. Always.
And thanks for calling the show up with that.
Whatnot. And that is so ingrained in my mind. I was listening to a military analyst who was doing a very detailed analysis of our situation over in Iraq.
You do hear it everywhere now, don't
and
you?
And yeah. he's cruising along. He's giving military statistics. He's giving political discourse. He's giving everything. He sounds like a very educated guy. And he says, so I think that what we're going to see here is the troop influx and whatnot. Let's go.
No! All right, let's pay off this fabulous segment of radio with some of our highbrow sponsors.
Make sure you listen for Whatnot.
Whatnot, be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
You know what's scary about the AIDS test? What's scary about the AIDS test? You don't get the results back for 5 days. 5 days. Woo, that's a long time. And you know what happens in those 5 days? You start reflecting. You start thinking about every nasty, questionable piece of sex you ever had. And everybody gotta see. It's like the movie Scrooge and the Ghost of Past Time. Remember me? I'm Itchy, the stripper from Miami. You start calling up people to see if they're alive. Hell, can I speak to Lisa? This is Lisa. Click. Hell, can I speak to Tammy? Tammy dead. What happened? She got hit by a bus. Thank the Lord. Thank the Lord. Yes.
Not in my show. You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe in you. Replaceable. Don and Mike.
Hey, this is Jeff Probst.
Hi.
Don, Mike, tribe has spoken.
Thank you.
Blank my blank and blank you.
Okay.
Hello, how are you doing? Can I tease and please your blank with my tongue and make you blank over and over?
Chris.
Would you let me lick you everywhere?
Many Asians can't tolerate alcohol.
Thank you, Matt. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike, my buddy.
Wow. Hi, Tom.
Hi, guys.
Wow. There's a voice from the past.
Hi, guys. How y'all doing?
Hi, Tom.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
How are you, Tom?
Good.
Well, you sound like you're in a good mood.
Yeah, I did my show today, buddy.
It's the right time for you to call the show, Tom.
Yeah, buddy.
Buddy.
Yeah.
How do you spell buddy?
B-U-D-D-Y.
There it is.
Very close.
So what can we do for you, Tom?
I haven't heard Charlie on the show.
He was on the show just a couple of days ago.
Just a few days ago.
Oh, he was?
Yes.
Sorry, you missed it.
Not here today, though. He's nursing a bit of a cold.
Hi, Bud.
Hi. How you doing, man?
Good.
Hey, man.
What's going on?
Just doing a little radio show.
Yep, doing a little radio show.
Hello. What was that, Tom?
Hello.
It's my little computer.
Oh, do you have a little sampling board?
Hello.
Yeah.
What else do you have on there, Tom?
Hello. Yeah, it's just stuff. Stuff.
Listen to this one, Tom.
He's mentally retarded.
Watch it.
He's mentally retarded. He's mentally retarded.
Watch
he's mentally retarded.
Watch it.
He's mentally retarded.
Watch
he's mentally retarded. 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 He's mentally retarded.
Watch it.
Watch it, robot.
Watch it. This is the robot. You better watch it. This is the robot.
All right, Tom, how do you spell robot?
R-O-B-B-I-E.
Robbie.
Perfect.
Hey, how you doing, Robbie?
It's Matt.
What?
Hey, Tom.
Yeah?
You know what we're doing next week on the show?
What are we doing?
Next week it's, what day is Valentine's Day?
The 14th.
Wednesday. A week from today.
We're having Super Dave in, and we're going to We're calling it Valentine's Dave.
No.
And it's going to be an entire show with strippers and hot girls and...
All for Dave.
Super
no,
Dave.
Wait a minute. Dave's been on a lot. Let me do it.
No.
Tom, I'm sorry. The tribe has spoken, and right now, America is in love with Super Dave.
No way. Watch it now. Ha-ha, see?
Ha-ha, see what?
See, I got a new phone system.
Yeah?
So what?
So what happened?
I got a bundle. I got Cox Cable TV.
Uh-huh.
Cox Internet,
right.
And Cox Phone.
What does that have to do with anything, Tom?
Because I like to be back on the show.
Well, that has not what you just said has nothing to do with that. We're going to have Super Dave on the show next week.
You're going to have Tom Gavin back on the show, too.
Well, Tom, you're on the show right now, but we're going to have Super Dave in here next week.
Valentine's Day. It's going to be kind of a whole show that spotlights him.
We're going to try to get him laid next week.
Why don't you get me laid? I haven't been laid for a long time.
How long has it been, Tom?
What?
How long has it been?
A long time, because we used to do the Survivor thing
Tom, we did do a Survivor bit with you when Survivor first came on the air 5 years ago.
Yeah.
Right. That was 5 years ago, Tom.
Yep, that was 5 years ago.
Tom, I don't know how to tell you this. I'm going to speak to you not as someone with a borderline retardation. I'll speak to you as much as I can as a peer.
Tom, why are you all having Dave on the show?
Because, Tom, listen to me now. I'm not breaking up with you. I just want to tell you, Mike and I need to see other people. That Dave brings a little more than you bring, and we like him better than you.
Watch it.
I'm sorry.
I got a question for you all.
Yes, Tom.
You guys make a lot of money for the station.
The charity.
That's right.
And we're having a Mardi Gras party, a Mardi Gras in April 21st.
Mardi Gras.
Maybe we can send Super Dave out there.
We're having a Mardi Gras party April 21st.
Tom?
Yes?
Don't you think you're getting a little too serious?
No, I'm not.
Tom, listen. Dude. there is room for more than one person who has lots of love to give and get on this show. And right now, it's Super Dave's turn.
There'll be plenty of room for you in the future. Okay?
I'm trying to advertise what I'm doing.
Oh, listen, Forrest Gump. Don't catch an attitude here.
I'm not talking about an attitude. I'm talking about the
Mardi Gras.
Tardi
Gras.
Yeah, in April.
April.
Good. Well, call us in April. We'll be glad to talk about it, Tom.
And also, I'm in charge of the Tyson's Tunnel thing. We're having a thing.
You're in charge of the Tyson's Tunnel?
Yes.
That, of course, is a project to build a gigantic subway stop out of Tyson's Corner. You're in charge of that.
Well, congratulations on your promotion.
You know who I was? I heard that Super Dave was in charge of that.
No. Super Dave is not in charge of nothing. I am.
Well, what's Super Dave in charge of?
He's in charge of nothing. He's in charge of the traffic.
The traffic?
The traffic.
Why is he in charge of the traffic?
Because he knows what goes on.
What's so bad about him?
Because he talks funny, like Dennis.
Now, Tom, don't be the pot calling the kettle black.
I'm not.
Okay. You didn't even understand that, did you?
Are you going to be the king of Mardi Gras?
I might.
Tardi Gras.
Watch it.
Tom?
Yes?
What did you enjoy for breakfast today, Tom?
I had a bowl of Rice Krispies.
Mike and I just think it would be better at this point if we saw other people. And
amen.
It's okay if you see other people, too. Like, you know how we yell at you for calling other DJs?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
You can do that.
Go ahead.
We'll see other people, and it'll go back and forth. What do you have for lunch today?
I had Taco Bell.
What did you have at Taco Bell? Do you remember?
Tacos.
Tacos.
Does that make your farts stink?
Nope. It makes me fart and it makes me stink and says Don and Mike.
Oh, hey.
Hey, what happened to the email address on the website?
I don't know. What happened to the email address on the website? What are you talking about, Tom?
The email, so we can send you some mail.
You can write to us at dynamicwebsite.com, Tom.
It's not there anymore. It's not there.
John, you know anything about what he's talking about?
No, I have no idea.
Tom, all you have to do is send us an email and just put in the address, dynamicwebsite.com.
Yeah, it's not too tart.
Send as many as you want.
Watch it.
You know how I know it looks, how I know it works, and it looks great.
I'm on the website now.
Super Dave must have sent me 5 emails yesterday.
You respond to every one, right?
Of course I do. He's one of my best friends.
What? It says.
What are you going to have for dinner tonight?
I don't know.
What do you think?
I might have a bowl of chili.
Taco Bell and chili in the same day.
Last night when Super Dave and I were watching American Idol together.
When he came over to your house?
Yeah, he leaned over at one point and said, do you have any more Febreze?
Mm-hmm.
And I said, for you, always.
Sure.
It's Febreze for always, for everybody.
Yes, because he has a problem with body odor.
I do not.
You were talking about Super Dave.
Watch it.
Super Dave has a problem with body odor.
We said Super
Watch
Dave.
It.
Tom?
Yeah.
You're not listening. You're not paying attention. Don said Super Dave has a problem with body odor.
Oh, Super Dave's got body odor.
But you've had that problem in the past, too.
Uh-huh.
Right?
You have total body odor.
What are you playing with now, Tom?
The Cable Cat thing.
Cable Cat?
The Cable Cat.
Is that like Top Cat?
I'm starting to get an ice cream headache now.
Really?
Tom?
Yeah?
Tom, listen. I urge you to listen to the show next week
for
our big Valentine's Day show.
Yeah?
With Super Dave.
I might come out.
We've changed the locks, Tom.
I might come out.
We've changed the locks, Tom.
No, you didn't.
No, yes, Tom, we want you to listen to that show. If you come out, we won't be able to put you on future shows.
Okay.
Okay. See, get right to it. What's that?
What was that?
This is the king of rock and roll. This is Elvis Presley.
Hi, Elvis.
How you doing?
Hi, E. How are you?
I'm doing fine.
How old is our friend Tom Gavin?
47.
Hey, E, can you sing some Elvis for us?
Blues Ray Shoes. You got the Blues Ray Shoes?
Perfect.
Hey, do you have any Elvis CDs there? I can do it for you.
You can what?
Do you have any CDs there?
You mean you want to sing along to the music?
Yeah.
No, we don't. Hold on. We're way over the machine.
Can you do Love Me Tender?
Yep.
sing
how about,
that?
How about Bruce Springsteen? I don't have any Elvis out here.
How about Bruce Springsteen?
How about Born in the U.S. Hungry Heart?
Yeah. How about Born in the USA?
All right. Well, how about it? Here.
So he doesn't see.
Oops, I'm sorry.
Can you hear it, Tom?
Yep.
Go.
This is Tom Gavin singing Bruce Springsteen.
Can you put like the Bruce thing in the background a little?
Born
in the damn in the USA. Sing a fam in the Zimbabwe.
It's quality entertainment.
Born in the USA.
Ooh.
Born in the USA.
All right, hey, Tommy.
Yeah?
All right, listen, perhaps I spoke too hastily. Listen, we have already committed to Super Dave for next week, but we'll come up with something for you in the coming days.
Yeah. Okay?
Okay, pal?
Yeah, this is Satan.
Oh, yeah. I don't know which way to go with this guy.
Your judgment is spot on. Don't worry. Everything is going
fine. I'm trying to treat him with, you know. We got to break because we got the who's that
Carson
who's that crazy homo that I like.
Guess who I talked to on the instant message?
Who?
Homo Joe!
Homo Joe.
Okay, Tom.
All right, Tom, listen, we're not breaking up with you. We'll see you after Valentine's Day.
Okay.
Bye, Tom.
Don and Mike, go to break.
Right.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Is that it?
Well, I don't eat very much, and with the enemies.
Your stool, Mr. Lightbody, quite frankly, is pathetic. Formless, mushy, and foul-smelling. Because of my nurse.
How should they be?
My own stool, sir, are perfect. They are gigantic and have no more odor than the hot pistol.
The Don and Mike Show. If you listen to them, you owe them. Don and Mike.
Now, this is just one of those days you just can't be nice to people.
No.
Whether it's our callers or the idiots that work on this show, like Joe.
Congratulations, Joe. Always a class act.
Joe.
Right, so he went out and got a beverage during the break, as he often does for us.
Very nice.
And he came and he said, hey, you need some ice to go with that Diet Coke? I said, yes. And he came back in with a glass of ice, and he was walking out of the room. I said, hey, Joe, thank you. And then he came back, and he said, what? Looked at me like I said something off-color to him.
Mm-hmm.
I said, thank you.
He said, you don't have to thank me.
I said, all right, the F off. and he seemed more happy with the F
he
off.
He was happy. Yeah. That got a big laugh. He showed his teeth. And he gave the response to thank you that I hate in anywhere you go. If you go out to a service station, a restaurant, when so you say thank you to somebody, and they go, uh-huh. Yeah. The answer is you're welcome.
Is this right. Carson Kressley on the phone?
Okay,
bring him in. I want to ask this guy a bunch of stuff. Hello, Carson.
Hey, Don and Mike.
How are you, Carson? Thanks for coming on the show.
The super Carson.
Oh, I'm freezing my little butt off in New York City. Fashion Week.
Love you. Long time for Fashion Week. Before we talk about whatever it is that you're here to promote today, two things I have wanted to ask you.
Okay, shoot.
First, Carson. Are you offended, I bet you're not, by that Snickers commercial that they took off TV?
Oh, I heard about it. I didn't see it. It was the one they showed during the Super Bowl.
Right.
What was offensive about it?
Here's the deal. You had two hetero guys, that were eating a candy bar like Lady and the Tramp were eating that piece of spaghetti.
Yeah.
And when they got real close, one of them said, we almost kissed.
Well, they do kiss, and then they pull away, and they rip their chest hair off.
And that's it.
But you didn't even see it?
Oh, I wanted them to kiss. I'm not offended. I'm disappointed.
There you
see,
go.
That's my guy.
No, I think, you know what? I think all those things are about, you know, making fun of stupid things and stupid guys who almost kiss. Who cares? I mean, it's just kind of funny. And it's just like the Kevin Federline one. And, you know, it's all about, you know, being able to make fun of yourself. And I don't think it's, you know, offensive or homophobic or anything like that.
I
think it's a candy bar commercial for the Super Bowl.
So glad you brought that up. As the guy that made queer not a bad word.
No, not at all.
We have an awful lot of gay people who call the show and participate in our show.
Mm-hmm.
And we like making fun of gay people just like we make fun of straight people, black people, yellow people, white people, no matter what they do. when did it become okay, in your opinion, in the gay community, for queer to be an okay word, and even to joke, like, where we have like a guy on the show, Homo Joe, who calls up, and that's his name that he gave himself. You hear some people go, oh, God, you shouldn't call someone a homo.
Well, isn't it kind of, it's kind of taking ownership of that word and making it your own, and as soon as you grab that word and you take ownership of it, it takes all the negativity out of it, right?
Yeah, if you take it over and, you know, you own it and you make it a proud thing, you know, I think it's just about your attitude. And also, you know, when we're coming up with the show and the creators were really adamant about calling it Queer Eye, and some of the people, you know, critics were like, oh, that's too strong of a word and whatnot, but the real definition of extraordinary.
Did he say whatnot?
He did.
He did.
It's sorry. Even entered the gay community.
I just hung up on.
Oh, my God.
I just hung up on Carson Kressley.
Well, do we give him the celebrity pass where we call back? Who do we do that for?
Didn't we hang up on somebody recently?
But when they were a celebrity, we gave them a pass and called them back.
Oh, well, let's call
that's
back.
The rule.
Well, he'll be calling us if he calls back.
Oh.
We don't have his phone number?
No, he blocked it.
Oh,
he blocked it. Oh, that's C-blocker.
I was just listening to his answer, and I completely missed the whatnot part.
No, just
after we got done talking about it.
I thought, especially after our conversation earlier today about the commercialization.
And, you know, I'm reading this guy's bio. This guy is magna cum laude and Phi Beta Kappa.
Yeah.
So, I mean, this guy is an educated, bright guy.
Smart guy.
And he's using the whatnot.
And two hands the ball up. And one finger prodding.
So, you know, that's it.
Well, let's get him back on the phone. Because the thing is, we had the whatnot rule, but I thought we could go down the whole gay thing with him and he'd be good. And he started off, he was like Hitler. He started off good. Here he is.
Okay. Ooh, we'll explain to him.
Let's put him back on the air.
Yes, we got disconnected.
Okay. He started good. He had what I thought was the correct answer about the Snickers thing. He's gay. He didn't give a crap about it. He thought it was funny. Even without seeing it, he thought it was funny.
What's going on?
He's probably crying.
I doubt it.
In the other room.
Hello?
You got him?
I'm getting him now.
Goodness sakes, where could he have gone?
He's a busy man.
One simple word. I thought I wouldn't be doing my duty if I didn't have a duty.
You're right, though. That's it. That's who was the last? Does anybody remember? I don't.
It was a sports guy before the Super Bowl.
It was a sports guy before the Super Bowl. Well, at least you had that. I don't remember who it was.
Last week sometime.
Where the heck did he go? To Project Runway?
I guess he's taking some more calls. This is strange.
I thought he was going to be ours for like 15 minutes.
Well, apparently when he got disconnected, we're trying to locate him. I'm not sure what the phone tree situation is for this interview.
His handler calls, then his handler has to connect us to him.
Oh, I see. It's very secretive.
I have to go to the bat cave.
Hello, that's a way of insulating him.
Carson Kressley's bat cave. Slide down the pole, Alfred. Oh, come on.
Kind of a big deal. Has a lot of fans. Maybe some
stalkers. He's a great guy. He's a great homo.
Right.
But he's a fantastic gay.
Well, I'm just saying that's why the security is so tight around Carson Kressley.
Jesus. You know, if only I could have disciplined him, but I felt the only way that he'd learn. You know, how's he going to learn anything if he doesn't get shocked and hung up on when he says that?
The whatnot rule. And he'll understand that, too.
Uh-huh. Well, the way Rob is just staring at the phone right now, it sure does seem like... Are you hearing anything at all?
No, but this is how it worked when we got him on the first time.
So we have to wait a little while.
Well, I'll plug his thing. Hi, Carson.
Carson.
Oh, did you guys hang up on me? Did you not like my answer?
No, it was not that we didn't like your answer. We have to explain it. There's a lot of explaining we have to
do. Please, allow me one moment here.
You sure do, Lucy.
You can, on this show, the FCC notwithstanding, you can say absolutely anything you like. There is one word. Well, the FCC notwithstanding.
Yes, right.
You can say anything you like. There's one word, though.
We have a warning to our callers, to our listeners, and there's a word that we're banishing from the show, and we're disciplining people when they use that word.
And the word is whatnot.
Whatnot.
And as soon as it came out of your mouth, the whatnot alarm goes off. We immediately hang up on that person.
And
I said whatnot?
You said whatnot, Carson. You're magna cum laude, you're Phi Beta Kappa, and you said whatnot.
You're better than that, Carson.
You're better than that, Carson.
Carson.
I changed it to what have you.
What have you is perfectly acceptable.
Yes.
Wonderful. Only once, and I'll never do it again.
God bless you. Thank you, Carson.
God bless
Thank you very much. I'm sorry that we had to teach you the lesson that way. But now that we're past the whole how did he put it?
It was whatnot. Uh-huh. And what have you is what he's
using.
And see, the nice thing is now you will go forward and you will take that out into the world. And we hope you join the anti-whatnot club.
Totally. I might even add erstwhile to my list of words to be proposed for
you. He's a smart guy.
Carson, before the show Queer Eye came out, you didn't have a lot of gay people out doing gay jokes, goofing on themselves. When that show came out, when basically you're going to take sweaty, fat, hetero guys who might be a little antsy and feel a little hinky around gay guys, all of a sudden you do this, you call it Queer Eye. Queer becomes okay. Gay becomes okay. Regis Philbin, for God's sakes, is saying queer all the time on his show.
Right.
Are you, as we started to discuss, and he says it in a good way, as we started to discuss before the whatnot alarm went off, why do you think more famous gay people don't joke about it the way that everybody else jokes about everything going on in their goddamn lives?
Well, I mean, I think it's, I don't think it's about, gay people or straight people. I think some people, have a better sense of humor and have a different perspective on life and kind of, say that there are bigger, scarier issues to, worry about and, kind of make fun of ourselves because, that's really what we're doing. If you're going to make fun of somebody else, which we try not to do on our show, you've got to be able to make fun of yourself.
Amen. Well, I think in all groups of people, no matter, gay, straight, or whatever, there are people that take themselves too seriously. When you started Queer Eye for the Straight Guy, did you find any significant resistance within the gay organizations and gay groups when you started this show?
Well, I think some gay groups who hadn't seen it, and certainly when they just heard the title and thought, oh, wow, a makeover show with a bunch of gay guys and it's called Queer Eye, maybe that's not going to show us in the most flattering light. But I think when people saw the show and they saw that, it was really, it's not about gay or straight, it's about a group of people helping this guy who needs help. And I think that, all the fun we had and all the jokes and all the foolishness, there was still kind of a noble, ending to it in that, it's showing gay people in a positive light and saying, hey, we've got some real skills. Some of them are stereotypical. Yeah, we'll give you that. But what we're doing is we're helping some people out.
What about the stuff that I read when the show first came out? It was hot as hell, and there was stories that you guys had signed awful, like, Partridge Family contracts, meaning that you get paid, like, 20 cents an episode or something like that, and that you wanted to renegotiate, but you guys had contracts. How did that work out?
Oh, that actually worked out really well. I mean, and when we first started to do the show, it wasn't like we were making 20 cents an hour or something, but, it was definitely lower because we were a bunch of people who had never worked in TV before and a concept that was kind of crazy, and, we were willing to take the risk and sign that contract before we even did it. And then when it was a success, I think Bravo really stepped up to the plate and said, hey, this is, a big success for us, and it's a moneymaker, and we're going to share in that success. And, we were taken care of really well.
I have to mention one of my favorite. I'm a diehard Boston Red Sox fan, and that to me was one of the greatest episodes when you went down there. I think you guys went down to spring training, right, and went to...
Yeah, from Fort Myers.
That was...
Donnie Damon and Aritek and Millar. Yeah, they were awesome. And that's, I think that episode, maybe more than any,
right,
just shows that, at first there are lots of jokes. We were joking with them. They were joking with us. And ultimately, they appreciated what we do, and we appreciate what they do. And we gained a lot of respect for them, and they gained respect for us. And it turned out to be a really, great show and a great experience.
It was a great show. It truly was.
Let me ask.
And I got to throw out the first pitch at Fenway Park.
That is a special moment, and thought that was on so many levels that show worked. I thought it was fantastic.
Would you be offended?
Yeah.
Would you be offended if we used our gay voices while we spoke with you?
No, totally not. Can I? I'll use mine too.
Because,
all right, very good.
Because both Mike and I think that we are at least, what's the percentage of?
Well, if we're going to use those voices, we have to. We've always said that we are 5%.
At least
5%, and that may have gone up since we've gotten older.
Oh, yeah, at least
we may actually be 10%.
At least
every woman wants their man to be just gay enough, want to be, look like the gays and be well groomed and dressed right, but they still want to have sex with them. So it's okay to be a little gay.
We're talking with Carson, and now we can talk. And I feel very comfortable talking this way. We can talk about
AllLaundry.com.
AllLaundry.com. Tell us about it, Carson.
What is that?
Actually, that was an event we did for Fashion Week where All Laundry partnered with an amazing charity called Clothes Off Our Backs.
Amazing.
And Clothes Off Our Backs is Dan Kesmerick, Malcolm in the Middle, founded this organization where celebrity outfits from red carpets to different events and the Oscars, celebrity can donate theirs to this website and bid on it and buy their clothes, and all the money goes to amazing children's charities. And all partnered up with them this week to host an event here during Fashion Week to celebrate clothing love. And
clothing love.
Me and Carmen Electra and Petra Nemkova and Kristen Chenoweth and a bunch of celebrities got together to kind of, you know, talk about how much women love their clothes. And there was some stats on that, you know, most women have had a longer relationship with their favorite article of clothing longer than they've had a relationship with the man in their life. It was like 11 years versus 12 years. So it was just kind of a celebration of clothing love and how great all is and how great it takes care of your clothes.
Sounds super. Can I ask you some other questions, like, right now?
You sure can.
Who are you wearing right now?
Who are you wearing?
Oh, I'm wearing Dior.
Dior.
Are you at all interested in the premiere of Lost tonight? I'm rather lost on Lost. Have you given up hope on Lost?
I'm not. It's Fashion Week, so I've got to be at the tent. I'm not even going to watch TV, but I've got TiVo.
Speaking of Fashion Week, what is the hottest trend for spring? What is the hottest trend right now?
The hottest trend right now?
Yes,
for men or for women?
For both. Give us both.
Either.
Well, I think for both, it's actually a return to, like, tailored classics and basics and just, you know, really more about the fabric than a whole lot of color and detail.
Sure. I don't want to pull rank on you, Mike, humble rank or anything, but seriously, at this point, Carson, he speaks like such a pedestrian. Wouldn't we really be talking at this point about the fall and winter line? Isn't really the spring line already out there, for goodness sake?
Is that true? Did I mess that up?
Well, you are right. We have seen spring, but we're looking at fall right now.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I apologize. Faux pas.
I'm better at this.
I apologize, Carson.
All right, guys. Well, I got to go. It was great talking
you
to you.
You are super, Carson. You're super.
Thanks, and good luck with everything.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
And don't say whatnot.
He's gone.
Here's Carson Presley.
He'll remember that.
See, Robbie? He stayed on the line for more than 4x. Robbie was holding up notes saying, he needs to go at 5 o'clock.
Yeah. Well, unfortunately, it was the whatnot that did that, but he will bring that, and whatsoever will count, right?
Yes. He had more than one, bless you.
Thank you.
Mike's allergic to fags.
Right.
He had more than...
I am not.
He had... You are, too.
Am not.
Are, too.
I'm more gay than you are.
Touche. he had more than one acceptable go-to.
Erstwhile is beautiful.
Erstwhile, that's the one that maybe we're going to have to hang our hats on.
Yeah, if you're going to replace whatnot with erstwhile, but I'm not sure how you do that.
Good luck with our audience.
I'm not sure that's correct grammar, but whatnot's not correct grammar either.
What have you?
What have you? Replacement. And what have you?
Anyway, his name is Carson.
Carson Presley from Queer Eye for the Straight Guy.
What I like about him, I knew he'd be good with the gay stuff. He didn't even mind us talking like this.
Yeah. No, he was just a busy man. Had to go on to bigger things, better things.
You wonder where he was. Where he was during the time that
he could have conceivably been backstage at a fashion show.
At the tent.
Behind the runway, as it were, and whatnot.
And you know, those fashion shows, you get girls running around without their bras all the time. They have so many gay guys back there.
Tall, skinny girls with giraffe neck, right?
That's right.
I was watching a little Fashion Week. I was watching a little of that.
Good for you.
I was watching Regis and Kelly.
Good for you.
He was on the runway.
He was on Celebrity Jeopardy with Regis, as a matter of fact.
Kicked his ass.
Sure did kick that old man's butt 5,000 different ways.
As I mentioned before, Carson's Phi Beta Kappa, Regis is Phi Beta Dumma.
I didn't even read his bio until Rob put it in front of me a second ago. I wasn't going to get into it with him, but... Doesn't it say, like, right on the front page somewhere? Oh, here it is. Thank you, Robbie. Hold on a second.
He was very interested in horses.
There it is. I know his first pony named Sparky, and I was thinking about that movie they won't let us watch.
That's right. Sparky the Pony.
Sparky the Pony.
Born in Allentown. Tough little town.
Tearing all the factories down.
It's tough to be gay in Allentown, isn't it, now?
You mean like homosexual gay?
Yes.
Denny Crane.
Denny Crane.
You mean like homosexual gay?
Denny Crane. Yes. Right. Henry Gibson had that dilemma last
time. Oh, sure feels good not to be the gayest guy in the room for one.
Hallelujah.
Right. Well, thank you to Carson Kressley. And declare your love for your clothes at www.alllaundry.com.
Mm-hmm.
What a $5,000 shopping spree.
Hallelujah.
Simply super. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Oh, hey. The way that you guys were talking to that gay guy.
Yeah.
You guys said you guys were all 5%. You said everyone's 5%, right? Well, at least you guys, right?
Well, we've upped that. I would say I'd be willing to go to 8 to 9%.
Oh, well, you know, I felt that, you know...
You know, and there was silence over there. I was hoping my radio partner was going to join me in that. Are you staying at 5%, or are you going to go a little lower?
My gayness? No, I'm not going to speak like that.
I'm going to say 8 to 9%.
Seriously, gay?
Yeah.
Well, hold on.
Let me ponder this for a second, honey.
It's an important question.
If it didn't involve sex,
mm-hmm.
I could probably be gay. If it didn't involve sex, if I didn't have to see some guy's butt.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? If I could find a gay guy with a vagine,
mm-hmm.
I might.
This is Robert the Mailman.
Oh, that's funny.
Don't promise something you can't deliver.
No, I don't know.
You certainly can.
I don't know. You know what I mean?
Hey,
to each his own.
Mm-hmm.
What the hell? I guess my percentage...
Live and let live.
I guess my new recalibrated percentage of gayness, and I think about it, probably about 90%.
Well, dude, you blow me out of the water, so to speak. So that makes almost a 100% between the two of us. We're 100% gay.
No, I'm gay in so many ways, but I'm gay because I'm neat and I'm...
Hold on, question. Do you guys split it 50-50 or is it 75-25?
Why don't we go 50-50?
Oh, okay. That's reasonable.
Well, are you a lesbian?
Oh, no.
No.
Oh, come on.
Are you a man?
I was thinking that I have a feeling she may be a lesbian.
Because you've got one of those voices where it's very difficult to pinpoint what gender you are.
She hung up.
She's gone.
She hung up.
Andy Milonakis.
The Super Bowl is gay.
Could have been a lesbian, could have been Cousin Oliver from the Brady Bunch. You just couldn't tell.
You never know. Very hard.
I guess so. You know, except for boobs and vagine, I could be gay. You know what I mean?
Well, if you're talking that way, couldn't everybody really?
Yeah. What the hell?
I think so. Because they're sloppy gay guys. They're sloppy gay guys, guys that aren't tidy.
Like Oscar Madison.
Oscar Madison.
There was
noted homosexual Oscar Madison.
Mm-hmm. Very sloppy.
I've never seen a really, really... I don't want to say that sloppiness is next to heterosexualness, but I've never seen a really sloppy gay guy like you would see...
Harvey Firestein. Not sloppy.
No, the thing is, I've seen him wear some pretty sloppy stuff. Yeah, but I'm talking about...
Bruce Valanche.
I'm talking about... Hold
yes,
on a second.
Bruce Valanche.
Both those guys are dirty, yes.
Mm-hmm.
But are they dirty in our way?
We're not saying dirty. Sloppy.
No. But here's what I mean by dirty. You know the thing that we love so much that a hetero guy loves? That whole, it's Friday and I'm going to watch a game and then on Saturday I'm not going to take a shower.
Okay.
And on Sunday I'm not going to take a shower and
right.
I'm going to put a ball cap on and I'm going to have that like 2-day growth of cheese. Where is there a gay guy out there who after day number one would not go, I will sit and watch sports with you all day.
I bet there are hundreds of them.
I have got to take a luxurious bath right now.
I believe there are gay men across the country who would surprise you. Who
really?
Would say they like nothing more than just completely vegging out all weekend. That's a guy thing.
I'd like to do a show and meet dirty gay men.
How many times have you said that? But he says that constantly, doesn't he?
But I mean dirty, like in the dirty way, not the dirty way.
I understand what you're saying. I guarantee you could find those people out there. They're not all like Carson.
Those people.
They're not all like Carson Kressley.
They're out there.
Yeah. You know, and anything else I say will sound homophobic because I could be gay if there was no kissing.
I got that.
I could be gay.
You feel the same way about women that way, don't you? As far as kissing.
Yes. Yeah, that's
I mean,
true.
Your famous line, you don't hump the face. You said that for years, too.
That is my motto. Trademark that.
And also, you're probably not alone in that.
You don't have to.
Don't you think all relationships, men and women, are heavy on the kissing at the beginning, and they kind of... You know, that becomes a little less and less significant
as time
marches on.
If you did the jelly bean thing with, like, really soul kisses as opposed to that old wives' tale about every time you hump. I mean,
if you did it really, like, say, and that's the perfect expression, I mean, soul kisses, too. Really passionate, deep make-out type kisses.
Real kisses.
And you do the thing with the jelly bean?
No way.
Trouble!
Because I mean, when you're first going after her, you do that. But after you got her, it's like, okay, you know, okay, I'll kiss you one or two times. You know what I really want you to kiss?
There you go.
Right.
Kiss that. Put as much effort into kissing that as you do into sucking my tongue.
Right.
And maybe I wouldn't think about being gay.
There. go. I'm glad that you've tied it up in a nice, neat little bow.
There you go.
All right, well, let's break and we'll come right back.
Very good.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Hi.
Hi. Hold on.
How are you?
Well, you caught me off guard for that.
I'm sorry. Right? I couldn't ignore it.
You caught me off guard, for goodness sake.
I totally can't ignore that.
We are on the air.
Mm-hmm.
Hi.
Mr. Brinkley? David? We are on the air.
You are on the air.
I was reminded of a time when... I'm sorry.
Call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Right.
Many Asians can't tolerate alcohol.
Would you let me lick you everywhere?
Hello, how are you doing? Can I tease and please your blank with my tongue and make you blank over and over?
They can cure the itch in your ditch. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Like they say in baseball, it's all of the big inning.
I'm with you.
Yeah, baby, now. Right as we were coming out of the break, I was looking for a wacky tape to play before they sing our names, and Mike said, turn up your headphones.
Mm-hmm.
And stop for a second. And keep in mind, the station has us on some ridiculous, like, minute and a half delay.
Right.
And went back to hear what was being played on the air, at least on our home station on WJFK. It was one of the commercials we had cut for, like, Vermont Teddy Bear.
Mm-hmm.
And seriously, the thing was running like a 78 RPM record.
Hi, not a mic from Vermont Teddy Bear.
What the frick is up with that?
I guess they did it at the network. It's a network commercial, so they took it and wanted to get all the copy in there. And I thought we were perfectly on time when we did that. But
Well, that's one of those things. When we do a commercial like that, we just go and go and go and go. And
we go and let them, like, kind of slap it together afterwards.
Clean it up.
It was pretty interesting, though, wasn't it?
Is there any way that we can get a copy of that from the network to find out? The commercial. I mean, I'd like to play it on our air. Johnny?
I think I got one from Travis. He sent it to me when he got it because he was surprised that it was running so fast. Actually, re-edited it and sent it back to Westwood and told them to replace it.
Oh, okay. So good. It's been fixed.
Oh, apparently not.
No, because we just ran it.
It might have been sent back to them. They just didn't get it done yet. You know.
Right.
Who knows?
Anyway, it was just another weird page in our weird career.
Very weird day today, too. Yeah, very strange day on the show.
Yeah. Joe will tell you it's the moon.
It's the moon? Is it a full moon today?
It's something beyond a full moon. What is it, Joe? Is it waxing or waning or something?
It is waxing.
A waxing moon?
It's waning. No, it's waning.
Congratulations, Joe. Always a class act.
A waning moon.
A waning moon. Either way, they should not be speeding up commercials with our voices. Just if you give us a commercial that's got too much copy, trust me, Mike and I can sell these products.
We can.
Just leave in the big chunks of the good stuff that we say about whatever the fine sponsor is.
A little bit embarrassing to hear when we're at the Mickey Mouse level, you know, going,
hey, how are you?
And yes, Rob, you can slow them down if you like.
We can slow them.
You can slow them. Do not speed them up.
Right. Hard.
Because the whole thing...
Vermont Teddy Bear.
Even the fact that we were doing that commercial, and they're a very good sponsor of ours.
They're a wonderful sponsor, and it's a good product.
Here's where the slurping comes in. They're a great sponsor. Don't cancel the account. We love Vermont Teddy Bear. They've been sponsoring our show for 15 years.
Yep.
But they are part of this invasion that men are feeling right now.
Yes.
The Valentine's Day invasion, and it's really not fair. It's even in a lot of ways, worse than Mother's Day.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Because there's the discrepancy with Mother's Day and Father's Day. And that's where guys like Buzz really got it easy. Buzz is barren.
Right.
He doesn't have kids. He has cats. So he's never known the angst that you and I have felt on Mother's Day and this incredible pressure to do something right. And then Father's Day comes.
I don't feel it anymore.
And on Father's Day, it's always like take a crap
day. I mean, that's the truth. I joke about that, but that really is. When you get divorced, it's not, you know, that doesn't become that big a deal anymore. Mother's Day and Valentine's Day, it's a big deal for me and my girlfriend.
Sure.
But Mother's Day, you know, outside of my mom's.
But as a man, and I know a lot of us got to feel this way, I am tired of having my senses bombarded when I watch anything on TV or turn on the radio. And all I get, you know, first, I'd like to find Jared
and I'd like to beat the crap out of him, whoever he is.
Over at Subway, isn't he?
Okay. And you know what else starts with K?
What?
Knuckle.
They are bombarding you. That's what they do. It's a very significant time for them. We all feel the pressure. We all feel like we need to go out and do it.
And it's not like I said, Mother's Day is one thing. And I'll even give you a Christmas where you've got your big sponsors like K Jewelers, and they've got and of course it's all focused on the woman, never on the man. Mm-hmm. But even in that situation, it's like a family thing because they're sitting around the tree and they're reading the night before Christmas, and you know the kid reads, and Dad got you a special gift from K Jewelers, and mom goes, aw. Mm-hmm. You know, but it's a Christmas family thing.
Right.
What they're putting on you now is pressure that in essence says, if you like your girlfriend, forget love. If you like, and if you want to at least sniff that wonderful female, you know, if you want the aroma of love, you better get your ass down to the jewelry store
right
now.
That's why I've always said when it comes to the account executives here at the radio station, guys, you want to write copy for your Valentine's commercials, please let Don handle it. If you want to sniff her love.
You got to buy her
a whiff, actually a whiff of her love.
You got to buy her a big ass ring.
Right.
And that is the pressure you're getting, that you are not going to have a woman who is loyal to you, who is faithful to you, who will look up to you and who will respect you unless you spend at least X amount of dollars at either this store or this store. Now, it would be fair if you had the occasional commercial that had a woman, for instance, going into Dick's Sporting Goods and saying, gosh, you know, I don't know. Does he wear Adidas or Reebok? Right. And if they put the same pressure on saying, again, subconscious pressure saying, unless you buy him Adidas or Reebok, he will sleep with someone else.
They should. It is not a two-way street.
No, it's not.
It is a one-way street. It is much like Mother's Day and Father's Day. Mother's Day, a national holiday. Father's Day,
hard day.
You know, hopefully they get to it. You know, but the thing is, the same thing with Valentine's Day. You're very fortunate if you get a card, I think, and you're a guy on Valentine's Day. And, you know, I think anything that I get on Valentine's Day will be a bonus.
And here's the other one on Father's Day that you get. This is the only item that they ever throw out at us. Give your man a grill on Father's Day.
Grill.
But even
so he can cook the dinner.
Yes, but even that ends up being bad news for the man.
He's got
because it means it's one day a week that you can cook.
Well, what's one of the biggest advertisers for Father's Day? Sears.
Yeah.
Buy Dad a brand new set of tools so that he can repair things around the house.
And can you imagine
on his honey-do list?
As much as we would love to, in this day and age, if you happen to give your girlfriend, your wife, a vacuum cleaner,
you'd be screwed now.
For a holiday.
Yeah. Now, there was a time when you would like go out and you'd buy a washer dryer, and it would be like, oh my God, that's probably about 1968. That probably, and you know,
a green one.
And the double standard,
green one.
As you just said, is still true that you can buy a guy a toolbox,
and that's perfectly acceptable.
But if you buy a woman something she can use around the house, you're wrong.
You know what? They should. It should be equal time. You said this Valentine's Day, give your special someone what he really wants—a stripper.
That'd be good.
Or Father's Day. You know, have Dad, you know, make Dad know you really care. You know, get him a stripper.
And, you know, despite Carrie's many, many, many faults, and we're too far into the show really to begin, but, you know, she doesn't do Valentine's Day, and that's for honest truth. And she just,
well, you guys have done that. You guys have done that, and I believe that is one of both of your great bonds that we actually discussed yesterday.
Oh, the cheapness?
I think the cheapness. You unify yourselves in cheapness. But it's true, right? I mean, it's you find that common ground, right?
Oh, no. Well, no, because like...
You don't have to buy her anything for Valentine's Day, and you never have.
No, but Mother's Day, and God forbid, her birthday.
Yeah, right.
I mean, those are national holidays.
Yeah, but you don't know... Well, you do know that you brought her off.
You know, I would say since it is a one-way street, I give your wife more credit than that.
Yeah,
I really do.
I think it's really solid. Even when we were dating, she's always hated Valentine's Day. That's one of the greatest things about her. That's one for the plus.
There you go. There's Rob saying something positive about his wife.
Hey, she hates Valentine's Day.
Don't go crazy.
But you get stuff for the kids, right? Little candies and stuff like that, or do you not?
You know, I don't know. She'll take care of it.
That's the answer. Good job.
Well, that's her doing what she should do.
But it is definitely a one-way street. It is Valentine's
and
Day.
I'm sick
is
of the
what
commercial.
Can men buy for women?
They're going to step it up now. We're down to the last 7 days. The pressure's on.
And again, you know, whenever we talk about sponsors, they always get very uptight at 1800 Main Street. I love all of our sponsors. However, you got to understand something now, Jared. I'm speaking to Jared, whoever the frig this
They're
guy
a big advertiser on this show.
Whoever this guy is.
They're a huge advertiser on this show.
You're selling your soul right now. You're pissing off every guy out there. Why don't you toss us a bone? Why don't you have her go in the store and say, God damn, that Rolex looks nice. That would look nice on my husband's wrist. Why is it always Santa Claus going to the mall buying the gift for Mrs. Claus?
It always is on all those commercials. The one that's on TV right now where the older black couple is looking at the two teenagers or whatever, and they're sitting, and he's fumbling with his water glass, he's got the gift underneath the table.
Here's the audio you're talking about.
I need some heat. I've got food.
Maybe we're thinking of a different commercial.
What up?
I think you're thinking of a completely different commercial.
But it's just a terrible goddamn double standard. And for all the talk that women in general do, here's another line of BS that they give you. You know what, really? Don't look at those ads on TV.
Mm-hmm.
What I really want from you is a gift from the heart.
Mm-hmm.
Give me something that you'll do for me or something that you'll... Give me a note that you'll give me a massage every day for once a month. Or
I would rather spend money than do that.
Okay. But this is where we should turn it around.
Would, yeah.
This is where you could turn it around on them so easily.
Uh-huh. Maybe I'll get a masseuse.
If there was a merchant out there that could find a way to make some type of a debit book for women that they would have to stick to.
Mm-hmm.
It's like for Valentine's Day, you would get a coupon booklet for one BJ a month.
Mm-hmm.
What guy wouldn't be happy with that if you had a guarantee?
Only one?
Once. Buzz, we're talking about women.
Okay.
Once a month, guaranteed.
I understand what you're saying, and I'm going to improve upon it. I agree with the idea about a debit book, but you know what? You can keep that. Yes, it's a little extra effort, but I think it might pay off. And if it becomes universally accepted, then we've got something here. You actually keep a record of everything you do. And then when it's time to, for example, you're going to fly down to Florida and go to a particular ball game. And, it happens to be her special day or some day with, or let's say, for example, her sister's or mother's birthday, that she wanted you to attend a big family gathering.
A worthless day.
You sit there and go, and it gets heated. And finally, after it gets heated, you go to the book and you go, let me just show you this. This is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
The Book of Love.
See these six things? This is 2007 alone.
This is all the things I've done for you.
These are all the things I've done. I calculate that I am really allowed to, do that. Well, and then she comes back and says, well, what about when I'm, washing your clothes and I'm doing the floor? And you go, okay, I have that. I've worked that out. I've worked that out to a cleaning lady, and that would have cost me such and such dollars. You actually would probably need an accountant to do it, to do it correctly.
But I mean at Victoria's Secret, Spencer Gifts, I don't care who it is. Send somebody out to the store and have them buy, receipts almost, a book of receipts.
Right.
Good for one in advance. But what you got to do is get the woman to stick with it.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's what would make a great Valentine's Day.
Right.
A guy doesn't want a stupid wristwatch or a...
Well,
or
no, a wristwatch ring. Is a good gift. It it's a good
gift.
One.
Yeah. But she won't get you a good one.
No.
That's what I'm saying.
Of course not.
She won't get you a... And by she, I don't...
They mean, ought to... What the jewelry stores you're talking about ought to have incredible discounts on their very expensive watches.
Yes. Yes, they should. They won't, though.
They won't.
Because
they know there's not going to be a woman looking at them.
No.
It's not going to happen.
Sugar, that's nice. You got something cheaper?
No, I'm sorry. We've moved our wristwatches into the back room so we can put more of our heart-shaped pendants out here.
So you just appeal right to the woman's basic instincts. Say, listen, you don't want to buy that schmuck anything.
Mm-hmm.
You're married to him. You have some sort of marital obligation. Here, for $5, buy this coupon book.
Mm-hmm.
Give the poor son of a bitch what he wants once a month.
It'll never happen.
Now, couldn't you see that ad on TV? Wouldn't that be a great ad?
Priceless.
Some guy laying on his bed going, honey, it's Valentine's Day in July. And they go, this Valentine's Day,
right.
Make it special at K Jewelers with every heart-shaped pendant. A coupon book for various sexual acts.
And depending on the value of the gift, it's the amount of the act.
Oh, and hold on. It doesn't even have to be a sexual act.
Mm-hmm.
How about this? How about the book of Shut Up?
Silence.
How about once a month? Yeah, Shut Up is an ugly word.
It is.
It's an ugly...
Shut up!
Ugly, ugly, ugly word.
I'm Pat O'Brien, and I'm an alcoholic.
Shut up!
There it is.
Shut up!
Once a month, you can just hold up a sign. You just rip out the page out of the book.
Right.
She's just going...
Honey, Valentine's Day. I still have a coupon left. And what if you run out by, August? You got to go through the whole holidays.
That's why you got my.
That's why you got to step up on the particular days, like on Mother's Day and Valentine's Day.
First name Will, last name Power.
Mm-hmm.
You get a 12-month supply of either Shut Up cards or BJ cards.
Yeah, or it can be a mixture of both. And it doesn't have to be the specific event, but a diamond is forever.
And now, what guy wouldn't want that? You go to her, and if the stereotype is true, she opens up the box, and she goes, oh, and it's from Jarrett. Now, imagine that. Imagine this, Jarrett.
How about a coupon for at family gatherings? She talks you up.
Oh, that's good.
That's nice.
How about this? Not only a BJ.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
huge.
I'm talking about,
yep.
You know, and depending on your level of intimacy with a woman,
mm-hmm.
you know, maybe she's going to give you a real pass, like,
right,
oh, you don't have to go to my mother's 80th birthday.
More valuable than that, a boys' weekend.
That's that would be the holy grail.
That is an incredibly
valuable.
You
know, that's like the Joker in a 52-deck card.
That's right, and you'd have to cherish it, and you'd have to pick the right time.
And you would have to market it the way that they market, like, trading cards now, where they say, one out of every 5,000 cards has actually been signed by Michael Jordan.
Now, would you get one of those coupons if you bought the gift at another time other than a holiday? Or would it have to be on those particular birthdays, holidays, Christmas, all those? Could you conceivably, something was big that was coming up with the boys, and you really wanted to go, like it's the golf trip of golf trips. For example, if you were out, you had already used your boys' trip, and then you decided you're going to go down to the local jewelry store. Could you force it and do it that way?
Sure, because to be honest, it should be trades. It should be a simple trade for goods,
bartering.
Yes, you go
like down, beaver pelt.
Thank you. You go down and you say, "I'm going to get you a diamond pendant." I realize I've already gone out with the boys three times this year. I want one more trip to Atlantic City.
Right.
Because in reality, hello, McFly. That's really how it works. When you're married or in a relation with a chick.
Yeah, it really is. You don't come out and say it, but it is the bar.
That's how it works. You do something that you want to do, and for her to allow you to do what you want to do, you have to do something for her. So why don't we just take the middleman out and just make this purely what it is, a transaction.
You know, I had that very discussion yesterday because I believe my girlfriend is making a sacrifice to attend a function with me that I would say she's probably not going to be all that comfortable at.
Mm.
And maybe I'm not going to be all that comfortable at it either. My 30th high school reunion.
Oh, wow.
And she said, that weekend it's my mom's birthday, but I'll go to this thing. I believe at some point in the future, there will be payment required for that.
Yeah, you'll owe her.
There will be some sort of payment required. Because I think any girlfriend or spouse that goes to the other person's reunion,
mm-hmm.
I mean, what can they do there?
Right.
You know, what can they do there? They can't do anything there.
No.
They can't have any fun.
Do what I did at Frieda's.
What did you do at Frieda's?
I was just myself. She hated it.
Yeah. Right.
She hated it.
In what way were you yourself? Because we've seen many sides of you.
I sat in the corner. And
you weren't yourself like Friday, were you?
Oh, no. Right. No, that's the real me. No, I just, I was, you know, shy. It was right after we got married. It was a long time ago, 25 years ago. But I remember sitting in a corner. And I was like, God, this sucks so bad. I just want to sit alone and be left alone. And she kept coming up with these people. Mm-hmm. And I was so threatened by the fact that every time she'd bring up a man, immediately the first thing I would think is, oh, you banged her. You're another guy in the club. And whatever. Hi, I'm the husband. How are you? I don't know who you are. And I do remember very distinctly her coming up to me after about a half hour of this joint, just like, you know what? Why don't you just take the car and just go home? I'll get a ride home. And, of course, even that I was paranoid about.
Sure, right. Of course.
Sure, you'll get a ride home. Probably with Joe Jockstaff over there.
Did you
there.
Take the car or did you stick around?
No, I took the car.
You did?
I had to weigh it out. What if my wife got felt up by some guy that she went to high school with? On the other hand,
TV.
I don't have to go to this thing.
Well, the last one I went to was my 10th.
So that is a sacrifice to make on Carla's part. To go to that with you is a sacrifice.
I believe this is, isn't this the reunion where some people will be totally unrecognizable?
Yes.
I mean, isn't this the one where enough years have passed? People will begin to decompose.
Yeah, your 30-year high school.
My 30, then I'm there. I am there with enthusiasm. Okay. I am looking forward to it. And, of course, you know, because I'm doing the same thing that I did back in high school, I'll have to be, you know, up there yapping and doing that, too. There's probably going to be a role for me in it.
How you doing, everybody? It's Michael Mara. You may not remember me back then, but look at me now.
Yes.
How you doing? Got some bingo numbers?
I think there's a lot of hair coloring in my future.
Ah!
I'm particularly concerned about appearing
old.
Hello, too late for that.
I know.
Too freaking late for that. I left the station.
I don't want to be unrecognizable.
No.
I think you're recognizable.
It's very much on my mind, but it's not till June.
Right. For goodness sakes, Mike, we could both be hit by a train between now and June.
I think there are good odds of that.
Hit by a love train.
Just right. Get ready to hear one thing. Look, he cheated death.
Exciting.
And
very
exciting.
All right, hold on a second. Oh, what a shock. A bunch of guys who agree with us on the telephone.
No.
Hallelujah.
How about that? Ain't that something?
And they're all calling from Northern California.
Well, a lot of them are, Mike.
Yes, of course they are.
A lot of them are. Can we help it that we're loved out in Northern California?
I hate girls, too. Hi, Donna, Mike. I hate girls, too.
Let's take one just to see. Who's got what?
Yeah.
Donna Mike Show. Hello.
What about a shut up and blow card?
See, guys are with us, Mike.
Where are you calling from, sir?
From Yuba City, north of Sacramento.
Yuba City. North of Sacramento. Shut up and blow.
Hello.
And I'll hit you with a pipe.
Donna Mike Show. Hello.
Donna Mike.
Yeah, hi.
Yeah, my birthday about every 3 or 4 years ends up on Mother's Day. Beat that. That's horrible.
All we have now. We're with you, brother.
That is a tough situation to have a birthday, a guy's birthday on Mother's Day.
Your day's taken away from you.
Yep. Sorry.
Which is worse, that or if your birthday's on Christmas?
I would rather have it on Christmas.
I don't know. I don't know. Christmas.
Because you always get gypped. If you're a Christmas baby, you always get gypped. They give you one present that covers both.
That's Christmas is a pretty big ripoff. And especially, you know, it does rotate. The days rotate.
Right.
So your birthday doesn't always fall on Mother's Day. Right.
One person didn't get gypped.
Who's that?
Jesus Christ.
Thank you, Rob.
Thanks, Rob.
Thanks so much.
Thanks for bringing him into this.
You know what? That technically was a different note.
You like that note?
Kind of related, but a different note.
Uh-huh. It's
a B-flat today.
Totally different.
That's good. I like that.
Infant baby Jesus.
What was that?
Infant baby Jesus.
Infant baby Jesus.
On the 25th of December.
There it is. Thank you, Rob.
One stinking present.
There he is. There's little Jay.
That's little baby Jesus and also the sound of this guy when his birthday falls on Mother's Day.
Right.
That's happening.
Jesus Christ, will you shut up?
Except, imagine that. When they said that, they really were saying it to him.
That's because the baby was crying too much.
Jesus Christ, shut up!
Probably not that exact tone. Maybe that tone.
You see, but his name was Jesus Christ.
That's very clever, boys. And it's still the best baby sound I've ever heard.
Jesus! Jesus!
You just like saying it, don't you?
Jesus Christ!
Yes.
How can you be my son?
That would be God.
Yes. Right.
Or whoever the mortal son of Jesus was.
Joseph?
Yeah, good old Joey.
He got mad. He spilled the Frankenstein.
Good old Joe.
Congratulations, Joe. Always a class act.
Uh-huh.
You and Mary. Oh, Jesus Christ. We got a break. No, that was a real Jesus Christ. We got a break.
Okay.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show.
I got you. Here we go.
What do you think of my spread, huh? Can you believe it? They used to test H-bombs on this beautiful piece of property.
Eddie, don't you worry about radiation.
All I know, Clark, is that my teeth have never been whiter and my garden is spitting out 50-pound tomatoes.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe.
Seen a beat like that since somebody stuck a banana in my pants and turned a monkey loose.
Thanks for the pick-me-up, Eddie.
They can cure the itch in your ditch.
Right.
Don Geronimo and Michael Miller.
Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Hello, you're on the air. Howdy.
Howdy. Don, I just wanted to tell you there was a book out there that's got those little favors for you.
Oh, I'm sure someone does market something like that. But, sir, I was talking about not like a gag gift, a serious, some way to get into a woman's soul to make her actually commit to it.
Uh-huh. Something you couldn't find at, like, the local novelty store.
Is that what you're talking about, like something at Spencer Gifts?
They have them,
Al's Magic Shop.
Sir?
It is kind of like that, but, you know, gotcha. If you try it hard enough, you can convince her that that's what she wants.
Where are you calling from?
Oh, near Spokane.
Convince her.
Spokane wants you to not...
Same difference.
Not sex. Oh, my.
I'm counting it. I'm counting it. I'm sorry it's official.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hi, this is Brett in Baltimore. How are you?
Hi there, Brett. How are you, my friend?
I believe
before we went to break, I had said that Joe was Jesus' brother. Joe is Jesus' dad.
His father. Joseph.
Joseph, yeah.
Joseph.
Joey.
Right, Joey.
Joey.
Joe.
How you doing?
Pal Joey.
Just wanted to let you guys know. Just wanted to let you guys know that they actually do have those coupon books out in the bookstores.
Where are you calling from?
Calling from Baltimore.
He said he's from Baltimore.
Yeah. Oh, Baltimore. I'm sorry.
So yeah, I was at the Barnes & Noble, and they actually had a sweetheart coupon book for foot massages, back rubs, that kind of stuff.
Yeah, but really, there was nothing in that book like Shut Up or Service Me, right?
Unfortunately not.
Sometimes
I think it's all.
They have blank ones, though, sometimes you can fill out.
They have the Service Me ones at the Christian bookstore. It's on a little spindle near the cash register. It's not on the show.
I'm going to make my own up.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Howdy. Oops. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello, Dale.
Hello, Dale.
I got a question for Donna Mike.
Yeah, you're on the air. What's happening?
Hey, what's up? I just wondered if you heard the joke about Larry King and the furniture salesman.
Did you hear the joke about Larry King and Sophia Loren?
And
that's what started the show out today.
Yeah.
What are you doing there? Are you stacking milk crates?
Building houses.
Are you building houses building right farms. Now?
Building futures, Mike.
Mm-hmm.
Where are you calling from? Young entrepreneur?
Where are you calling from, sir?
Bakersfield, California.
Yeah, close
Bakersfield.
Enough.
Yes,
close enough. I'm with you.
We're basically taking a big, like, one-fourth of the country right now.
You know what this is like? What? Which Superman movie was it, boy, where there was the big map on the floor, and Lex Luthor said that he was going to... Is that the original Superman?
It was Superman 1, and remember, he stole a missile, and he was going to shoot it at the San Andreas Fault.
Yeah, a big-ass map of America.
Oh, to knock California off the into the ocean.
And turn worthless desert into beachfront property.
That was his plan.
Yes, and he
his evil plan.
And Ned Beatty wanted to make Otisville.
And wasn't it spelled... Like with a backwards
of
S,
course.
Like the Toys R Us S.
Yeah, because he wasn't smart.
Not bright.
Otisville.
Otisville.
Right.
Otisville. What is it, Rob, as long as you're at the microphone, what is this tape of the Channel 4 early morning news team, Joe Krebs and Barbara Harrison?
Mike loves them. And he is, you know, I know we're a national show, but Mike has shed light on Joe Krebs and Barbara Harrison.
Simply
before.
The finest TV broadcasting team in the world.
And I normally bail and don't watch their local cut-ins, but I thought this was a particularly good one.
Well, you should, because that's a study in broadcasting.
All right, here we go. I've not heard this either, Mike. It simply is labeled The Magic of Joe Krebs and Barbara Harrison on News Channel 4.
Ah.
Here we go.
10:44 the time, we're looking at a live picture out of Dulles Airport where there is a team of snow removal vehicles going through the over the tarmac. I don't know if it doesn't look like they're cleaning anything because the tarmac looks pretty clean right now.
This is a highly extraordinary race of snow clearing vehicles. They're going around the truck. Whoops, they're just coming to the end right there.
Maybe this was some kind of a drill, as you thought. So I can't tell exactly what they're doing because it does look like those runways look clear.
Yeah, there it is.
That's good.
That's quality broadcasting, isn't it?
What they showed, they went to a live shot
of the airport,
that
right?
That is exactly what they're all about.
Three snowplows on a dry tarmac coming to a stop.
They're racing. That's what my little brain has come up with for an ad lib. They're racing, Barbara. And then meanwhile, Barbara, who's just...
Yeah, it was good. Donna Mike Show. Howdy.
Hey, let Rob know is Otisburg.
I thought it was Otisville as well, but was it Otisburg?
Otisburg.
Otisburg.
Didn't even know he was Jewish.
Hello there, Donna Mike Show.
Hey, guys.
Hi there.
I'm just listening to your coupon book idea, and I'm a little frustrated here.
Of course you are, honey. That's because
you're
not a man.
Not the way you think. Not in the way you think. Because my husband never would even have to have a coupon book.
Of course, we always get the obligatory call like this from the woman. Like, whenever we discuss sex on the show, there's always the woman that says, I don't know what you guys are talking about. I love doing whatever perverted act it is. I do it to my husband morning, noon, and night.
anytime. If anything, I need a coupon book. I don't understand.
Are you looking forward to an expensive gift on Valentine's Day?
Absolutely not.
Bet she's really hot.
Absolutely not.
Who is the celebrity you most resemble?
I'm not as tall as Catherine Zeta-Jones.
You're right, Robbie. If she's at least in the class of Zeta-Jones, she's a total piece of ass. You're probably beautiful. You probably have your...
No wonder. So there's some man out there. She doesn't exactly listen. There she goes again. There's some man out there that's got a perfect life.
No, I disagree, Mike.
He's frustrated because football games.
She's like
football games.
Not gonna let you get a word in edgewise.
Honey, having said that, you are with a capital C.
What I was going to say is the trade-off that this guy has made as far as his life is the fact that she's beautiful.
Uh-huh.
The fact that she is so annoying and that she even says that she'll have sex with him all the time. Probably the only thing that's keeping him there is the fact that she's so good looking
and so willing.
And I even doubt that.
You don't know. I mean, you don't know
because
what the truth is.
They all say that. We could get this woman's husband on the phone who would say, that's not my wife.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I promise you she's ugly. I promise you. Ma'am?
Yes, sir.
I bet she's pretty, Rob.
What's your favorite dessert?
Hmm.
Hard to choose, isn't it?
Well, we might get an answer here by the dessert choice.
Actually, let me think about that. And I'd have to say fruit.
She's absolutely high maintenance, bananas erotic again. There's the whole erotic.
Does your husband keep you satisfied?
Yeah, of course.
Of course.
How long have you been married,
sweetheart?
15 years.
Do you prefer a bucket seat or a bench seat?
I don't think she's a fat ass, Rob.
How's that relevant?
Well, Rob is trying to decipher if you're a pig or not. I think you're probably gorgeous, but there's just something in my soul that is telling me that you're just absolutely 100% lying.
And have you ever horribly embarrassed your husband?
Yeah, I have.
Aha, uh-huh, there it is.
Sure.
Yeah, I have. He would kill me if he even knew I was on the radio.
Of course, and I'm sure like when you get to the neighborhood parties and you drink out of the community punch bowl, you say something completely inappropriate to the neighbors.
Right. I just find it hard to believe that there is a woman out there, especially after 15 years of the ups and downs of marriage, where your man comes home at the end of the day, no matter what's going on, and says, God, you know what I would love? I'd love a BJ. And you say, hold on, let me pull myself away from the oven where I'm making your dinner to get down on my knees and service you. I just find it hard to believe.
All you have to do is whistle. I don't know how to explain it to you. What?
So your husband whistles and you're there?
Come here.
Dog, blow me.
Guess he's just lucky.
He is lucky. The luckiest man in the world. He is
lucky.
Except at those like family functions and community gatherings where there are a lot of people around and you tend to embarrass.
Remember when you pulled the train at the block party?
She does.
He's lucky.
That is me.
He's lucky except for that dead guy who I can't remember who said he was the luckiest guy, but really he wasn't because he died and they named something after him.
Don't you have a long 900-mile trip to make with diapers on?
Wasn't that not
you know what?
Bio?
Lou Gehrig, right.
His
See,
disease.
That has to be the new standard for how much you love somebody.
What's that?
You know.
950 miles with a diaper
exactly.
On. In an incredible hybrid. In an absolutely incredible hybrid.
That has to be the new standard by which all relationships.
Hold on a second, I just detected something. Honey, has cocktail hour come a little early tonight?
No.
Come on, tell the truth.
I'm driving home.
Well, it doesn't mean you can't be drinking.
I'm drinking out of a 40.
So you're telling me that after 15 years of marriage, you don't want your husband to go buy you any piece of jewelry he sees advertised, and any time that he wants sex or anything, just because you're so great, you'll give it to him?
Yes.
And you look like Catherine Zeta-Jones.
Pardon?
See, she's not listening.
I pulled over. I'm listening.
You sound like you're under the influence of something.
Do you need a picture?
Yes, we need a picture. Yes.
All right, how do I get you a picture?
A nude photo.
I don't have any nude photos.
Sure you do, honey.
You can take one.
Take it with your camera phone.
I absolutely have no nude photos.
Do you have a camera phone?
Of course, but I'm not going to take a nude photo for
Why?
You.
Why? Just put it down your skirt. Just put the phone down your sensible skirt.
Send us a regular picture.
Do you want to talk to some of our listeners who are sick of you already?
Yeah, I can send you a picture.
Here we go.
She's not listening.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
I'm here.
Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Howdy.
Guys, you still have me.
Yes.
Are you talking again?
What Don said to you, ma'am, is that would you like to talk to some of our listeners?
Sure.
Who are sick of you.
If I could hear you.
Hello, George.
Don and Mike.
Yeah,
George.
Hi, George.
Hey, I can tell you right now her husband's sick of her.
You think?
Gotta be.
He can't be. He doesn't even leave the house. Are you kidding me?
Is he a Mr. Mom?
Kind of, sort of.
Is he unemployed?
Hook. No, he's not unemployed.
Well, you say he doesn't leave the house. Does he work from home?
No. He goes to work, he comes home, that's about it. Goes out for his jog, that's it.
Right. Who's the celebrity he most resembles?
There you go.
Oh, my.
Kevin James.
Oh, my. Billy Bob Thornton.
I don't know. I never thought about it before.
I like Billy Bob Thornton.
Yeah, it was a good one.
Billy Bob Thornton from Bad Santa.
I'm on my up and break.
Hell, Billy Bob Thornton in anything.
Yeah, Billy Bob Thornton from Sling Blade.
You guys just think...
It's
unreal, but it's totally real.
No, it's not.
Hold on, here's more people who are really, really on your side. Hello, Ron. Hi, Ron.
Hey, guys. Hey, Horner, how much do you weigh? Why don't we just come out and ask?
I believe the gentleman wanted to know your weight.
135. I'm 5'2".
That's borderline.
That's borderline.
What else does he want to know? Shoe size?
No, I don't think he needs your shoe size.
Shoe size.
A lot of lies. We'll see how fat you are.
She seems to be tapping into something, the hatred in the listening audience right now.
We need that here about your dainty Wilma Flintstone feet.
And Rob is assisting our hateful listeners, too.
No.
Oh, yes. Honey, I would like to believe that there's Simply a woman out there. I would like to believe that there's a woman like you out there. I just refuse
it. I totally exist.
Yeah, we're going to have to agree to disagree.
You're made up. You know what you are?
The whole thing with, I don't know what words I
The
use
only thing
there.
That lends credibility to anything, excuse me. The only thing that lends credibility is you are so goddamn annoying. That's the only thing that lends credibility to what you're saying.
Thank you.
He puts up with your annoyingness because you do everything that you say you do.
And remember, she was wonderful as Gilbert Grape's mother.
Sitting on the bed with the dust coming down.
She does. She's not a pig.
Yes, she is.
No,
you have never experienced a woman.
And foul to look at.
You could stop there.
Who will...
I'd like to put Rob and her in a room together right now.
We have never experienced a woman who will what?
A woman who, during the giving phase...
Yes? Does what?
Finishes.
Blowing is a dime a dozen.
No.
Please, Rob swallows, for God's sake. Sorry, I gave up one of our secrets.
I got the job.
Hold on, there's more listeners that want to talk to you.
Okay,
hold on,
all right.
You can't say that. There's a lot of stuff you can say. There's some you can't. Oh, we got to break. It's
well,
time. Hello.
What it is.
Hello. Oh, Rena. Don and Mike show. Rena.
Hello?
Now you have a bunch of your sisters calling, turning on you. Hello, Rena.
I'm sorry that you all don't believe us. I don't know.
Us? Now you're joining her? Are you joining her?
Lisa. Don and Mike show. Lisa.
She's lying. I've been married 7 years. I've got no desire to put my mouth on that. I know where it's been. I know what he's done with it. You so don't know. I know. You can buy me a diamond ring. I can soak it in alcohol. I'm done with it.
Well, here's another lady. Jen, Don and Mike show. Jen.
Hello.
Hi there, Jen.
How are you?
Fine, bud, Jen. What's up?
Hey, this woman who's calling, who's got this slurred speech, I don't know if I can say this on air. She sounds like such a douche. I would just like to say that.
She's right here. You can speak directly to her.
Call her. Hold on a second. Hold on. Are they deleting that out that she called her a douche?
No.
Okay, why is that light going crazy?
Because of what the guy said.
Oh, okay. All right. Sorry about that. I just want everyone to hear douche. It's a beautiful word.
Mm-hmm. Is that allowed on the radio?
Sure it is. It's in the Bible.
Especially the coop.
I'm not the kind of woman who needs diamond rings or jewelry.
And, you know, my husband and I have a pretty active sex life, but there's just something. I think this woman just wants to get on the radio. I just feel like punching her right in her drunk face.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow. I feel like punching her. Hello, wow. Jessica.
She's so right.
Don and Mike's show. Jessica. Hi, Jessica.
Hi, Don, Mike. I just wanted to say that if she gives it to him whenever he wants, he must not ask for it very often. It's easy to say I'll give it to him when he wants if he just asks for it every once in a while.
That's not true.
Well, we have some catfights going on here.
Want some details then.
It's a little mud wrestling, little jello wrestling.
Let's pick this up at a future date.
Do you have a particular date when you'd like this woman to call back, Don?
Yeah, on February 29th.
Why don't you give us a call back then? Can you do that, ma'am?
I don't believe so. March 1st, February 29th.
Now we've got two of them on the line.
Right here.
Oh, my God. This is why I could be gay.
God damn.
Okay. No one's listening.
Goodbye.
He is giving.
It ain't either.
Honey, that is
sorry.
That
bye
is going to be deleted out, you.
So long.
You whore.
So long.
God.
It's unfortunate, but true.
God.
We can't hear that.
Wow. I could have gotten through in the old days.
Yep. Yeah, in the old days, easily. Yep.
She didn't say anything obscene.
Not now. No.
She just said that she finds it hard to believe
that we
don't know any women that...
You know. No, we don't know any women that have when they're...
No, we don't.
Right.
Okay, so see you on February 29th, everybody.
Look forward to that woman's call back.
Yeah, all right. It was her feeding time.
Let it go, Rob.
Never!
We'll be back with the news hour coming up.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
This is not what you signed up for. The Don and Mike Show.
Yeah. Tomorrow on the show, that guy that we had on the show, the guy, the Super Bowl ad guy.
Oh, he's got some explaining to do.
And the guy, remember we had like 20 minutes with this guy. He was going to have an ad during the Super Bowl, proposed to his girlfriend. The ad wasn't on. We'll have the entire story on tomorrow's episode.
Very good. Remember we had to call him JP?
Yeah.
I know his real name now.
Ah.
It's Rand Fishkin.
Rand Fishkin.
Pretty. Yes. And the future Mrs. Fishkin.
He's a little hinky.
Don't give away all the company secrets here, boy.
I won't. I just wanted you to know Rand Fishkin.
Gotcha.
Is Rand still sounding a little hinky when you talk to him?
I think he's going to be able to answer all your questions.
Okay, good.
We'll have him tomorrow, the guy behind the whole Super Bowl ad thing. Plus tomorrow, the woman with the 90-pound cyst.
Oh, my God.
93.
And she loves doing everything for her husband. Valentine's Day or not.
Wow, she got the cyst. She looks just like Catherine Zeta-Jones.
Hey, you know, we still haven't gotten to our Harry Potter grown up and gay bit.
That's got a good shelf life.
Well, tomorrow's the day for that.
Good.
Now here is Guy J. Birdley. Hi there, Francis.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi there.
A judge has cleared the way for over 1 million women to sue Walmart for sex discrimination. The biggest sexual discrimination case in American history.
Reject a woman and she will never let it go. One of the many defects of their kind.
Lawyers.
Also weak arms.
Lawyers hope to make Walmart pay billions of dollars in damages and lost wages for as many as 2 million women who've worked for Walmart since 1998. The lawsuit says Walmart has a habit of advancing men over women with the same qualifications.
Hugs are great.
Hugs are great. I'm sorry, dear. You're gonna work for $1.50 less an hour than I do.
I gotta go talk to the big chocolate chip cookie.
How you doing? Hugs are great.
Lawsuit was filed by half dozen women, but now becomes a class action suit, possibly benefiting a lot more women. Quoting one of the greeters, I am absolutely overjoyed.
You know, I read about this, that they're actually paying women less money. That's what this is all about,
and
right?
And not giving them promotions, giving them instead to guys who've been there the same amount of time.
But they got great, great discounts on laundry detergent.
A judge said that?
A judge said that they could sue, yes.
Yeah, he, the court is now in session.
That's the
is
judge.
Our judge being meat marked and beside.
Yeah. Here come the judge.
Yes, he is.
What up?
Yeah, he, the cone of swings. Is just about ready to do that.
What up?
I don't want no
lies. Right.
Above all, I don't want no alibis. This judge is hip, and that ain't all. He'll give you time if you're big or small. Fall in line with his coat is neat. Peace, brother.
Love, here comes the judge.
Yeah.
Here comes the judge.
Uh-huh.
Everybody know that he is
the judge. I need some heat. I need some heat. I've got food.
Okay.
There are...
Kiss my fat ass!
Okay. There are 13 computers in the world that manage the digital traffic on the World Wide Web.
Yep.
Yesterday, hackers took control of 3 of those 13 computers. It was the most serious attack on the Internet in 5 years.
You're applauding the hackers?
They
did a good job. 3 of 13 is good.
It's that you may not have even noticed this time, and here's why. Because it was the job of computer scientists to remove from the web the enormous volume of data the hackers had dumped there to try to jam it up. The U.S. Department of Homeland Security says it was, quote, monitoring the anomaly. Experts say there doesn't seem to be anything sinister about the attack. They say it was more just a case of hackers showing off.
Well, I mean, but they're screwing up everything, and they know they're going to do that if they do that, right?
Yeah, they do. They're like vandals.
Public executions.
They're like electronic vandals.
That's what I think.
You want to kill Chloe?
Execute them.
Or electrocute them.
Chloe only does that for good. She only does that when she's trying to help out Jack and when they're trying to get a perimeter around the place where his brother is.
Computers, Jack.
How far...
That's all I want to say, Jack.
Yeah.
Computers, Jack. I finally have to have Geek Squad come to the house because I'm a freaking moron with Computers, Jack.
You're good.
Hello, I guess I was the last one to get the memo that was like a breaking news on every other channel that Windows Vista is not compatible with iPod.
Did you go out and buy it?
Yeah. Hello. iPod went Yvonne DiCarlo on me. Seriously, the iPod flatlined on me, and I'm on the Apple iPod website, and all of a sudden this pop-up thing that comes on goes, incidentally, if you got Vista, it's not compatible yet, so whatever you do, don't download iTunes onto Vista.
And it's not just iTunes, right? It's a lot of other programs that it has problems with.
Yeah, I was only aware about the iPod.
There are other problems. iTunes says they'll be out with a new program next week, they think, that will work with Vista.
Did you lose your music, or was it backed up?
The music is backed up, but the iPod went teets up.
Is it fried, or will it eventually
It is. It is dead.
It should be okay. You should be able to bring it back.
Yeah.
But they say that if you hook it up that way with the new Vista program, that it will make your iPod do odd and unusual things.
You're ready for a stupid computer observation here. Somebody told me that really you should just wait and buy a new computer that's got the Vista program already installed in it.
Bill Gates said to do that.
No, I mean, Bill Gates would probably be interested in somebody buying it right now,
right.
I would think, you know, because he's making more money that
way.
Buy
a new computer now.
No, buying the program now.
Oh, okay.
Listen like those ladies.
I said to Janet,
anything my husband wants.
I have totally screwed the pooch here. Mm. I've screwed up the router, the wireless network.
Wow.
I thought it was my fault. I did not install the new Windows program the right way. Now I busted the iPod. I said, screw it. I'm willing to give it. Get Geek Squad out here.
And did all this happen after you put the Vista program in there?
Yes.
Yeah.
So, I had problems with the router last week and everything, but I thought that the Vista program would help. Anyway, it didn't. So she called, and I had no idea. There's like a week wait to get Geek Squad out to the house. And I said, well, that sounds pretty good. She said, I guess like, what do they charge? It was like $49 a computer or something.
That's
like
not
that.
Bad. Yeah.
But that was waiting a week. If I wanted them to come out like today, it's some crazy amount, like $300.
Sure, for instant service, yeah.
You ought to use the cheaper one that I use. I use the Gimp Squad. It's the guy that comes out with a complete leather outfit, and he's got a leash. And he actually drives up. One guy drives up, and he's in a box, and they let the Gimp out.
But it is the ultimate, like, you know, it's that old cliche, guys don't like asking for directions.
Right.
It's that thing where I finally caved, and I said, okay, I've really screwed up our computers now.
Mm-hmm.
Call the Geek Squad, you know, and Jana came in and said, well, they can come out. You know, and I'll say this, that our relationship is new enough that she's not knowingly busting my balls.
Right.
Mm-hmm. She's just, it's second nature. She can't help it. Mm-hmm. And she came in and said, well, the Geek Squad can get here next week. This is how much it's going to cost us next week. And I was like, oh, that's expensive, like $50 just to look at each computer. She said, and if they came out today, it would be this much.
Per computer?
Mm-hmm. The total was, I think, 3 times. So if they normally charge you $49 to look at a computer or your... What is it?
$147.
Yeah, well, it was 3 times. Something crazy, but I guess if you have a real true emergency. Mm-hmm. Anyway. Hi, Buzz.
Hi. I would wait a while on Vista until they get the bug.
That's what I'm hearing. I'm hearing that the Vista might be really the problem, that if you're putting that in your computer...
But it looks so cool in the store.
I know. Macs look pretty cool.
Looks so cool. You know, Buzz, I came very close.
Are you a Mac person, Buzz?
I have one. I haven't completely made the switch over yet because it doesn't get along with PCs, and that's what everybody else uses.
I came very close, and I realized the only reason I really wanted to do it is because of the stupid commercials.
Right.
Right.
Yeah,
right. You know, I have one that's working great for me. Have you tried the E-Machine? I shouldn't say that because E-Machine now is making legitimate computers.
Right. Do you know what I have been reduced to now? For those of you who email me, and I know Rob sent me an email during the show today, as a matter of fact, just some unrelated stuff.
Right.
I got to do all my emails to the work and everything, because now at home, I've totally screwed the pooch by doing it myself.
God.
Here's what I am reduced to. Right. Unplugging the hardline phone and plugging the phone line into the laptop
computer,
and then sitting through the entire dial-up experience.
Wow.
While AOL, my friend AOL, looks for numbers, and to sit through that entire
process. No problem. You're not an impatient man.
Oh, my God.
Welcome back to the 80s. How far will the music industry go to keep people from downloading songs from the Internet? A 23-year-old Augusta, Georgia man has just been sued by the Recording Industry of America for downloading 5 songs and then sharing those songs with other people. The songs were by NWA, Live, Tracy Chapman, Dave Matthews, and Norah Jones. This guy now faces a civil penalty of $750 per song, and he may face criminal charges. Amazon.com is going to start offering TV shows and movies to be downloaded into your TiVo. This is kind of cool.
Okay.
There are other sites for legally downloading movies, but who wants to watch a movie at your computer? The Amazon Unbox allows you to watch it on a TV through your TiVo. Some TiVo customers already have this as of today. I don't know who they are.
Is it in the TiVo?
Yeah. Well, there'll be a new box. It's called the Unbox.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and it'll have a TiVo in it, but you'll be able to download from Amazon.com.
Aren't they about to upgrade TiVo with all the new satellites and all that?
Aren't you supposed to be able to call DirecTV now and have them sell you whatever the new boxes that gets like local channels?
I think they're out now, but I'm not sure because nobody tells us.
That's another thing I can't handle myself. Mm-hmm. That's another thing that I've now decided.
Oh, you and everybody else.
I am going to have to just farm out to somebody.
They're still saying they're going to change the compression rate and that all the current stuff is going to be obsolete.
Yeah, but when? That's the thing. When?
What tech speak says what?
They said last Christmas.
Blah, 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 blah. Blah, 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 blah.
Thanks, buddy.
Blah, 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 blah.
This is
when you start talking about compression, you lose me.
Yeah, me too.
I mean, really, you lost me. What the hell are you talking about?
TV's changing, Don.
Thank you, Robbie.
The Amazon Unbox. I got to tell you, it'll be available to the rest of us later this year. You can buy a TV show or rent a movie for $2. Buying a movie, $10 to $15. And if you didn't see this next story coming, it's because you don't play enough video games. And I'll explain that when we return.
One more thing. I've not screwed up yet as my telephone, but I got a question about that, too.
Really?
Who the hell really, if it is offered, who would watch TV on such a tiny, tiny screen?
Right.
Like, you see the ads, you know, from like the NFL Network or whatever?
Only when I'm driving home at night.
Shows up better at night.
I'm here all week.
Mike's the winner. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
They wear corrective shoes on their brains. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
What up?
Hi there, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike.
How are you?
I'm well, and you?
I am fine. It's hot in here, Buzz.
Sure is.
Getting hot in here.
Uh-huh.
Let's take off all of our clothes.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
A new study says video video games not bad for your eyes. The study says video games are good for your eyes.
Where are you, Buzz?
I'm right here, Doug.
Where are you, friend? Right here.
Can't you see me? No, you play enough video games, you can see me.
Wow.
Because a new study says playing video games is good for your vision.
I think video games are good on a lot of levels. They're saying it helps your brain.
Mm-hmm.
It makes you sharper.
Right.
And now they're saying it's good for the eyes. It's like that, The Last Starfighter. It's an old movie, but they actually trained us to, go into space and shoot aliens.
And you're on the right track with that brain thing. The study says the video games can improve your vision.
Smart guy.
You are.
Mm-hmm.
It can improve your vision by a lot. At the University of Rochester, buried deep in the snow, they have learned...
A lot.
They've learned that guys who play action video games for a few hours a day over the course of a month improved their vision by 20%.
Your vision went from 2030 to 20 a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
These were guys, I learned that in journalism school. That means a lot. Mm-hmm. There were guys who were not already gamers involved in this study. They hadn't played these games before, yes?
Point of order, grammatically.
Please. Yes, go ahead.
If you were to write in a sentence,
uh-huh,
I had a lot to eat last night.
Uh-huh.
Would you write A-L-O-T or would you write A space L-O-T?
I know the answer to this. A space. It's two separate words.
That is correct.
Thank you.
That's
what I was going to say.
Yeah, and because you're smart.
College guy.
Yeah, college guy was going to screw that up. I thought it was A-L-O-T. Man. I really did. I didn't think it was a separation.
Were you picking your teeth or were you twirling your mustache?
I was nervously twisting my beard because I was wrong, and I really thought I was going to be right.
Uh-huh.
And I had that kind of smarty pants way of saying, I know the answer to this, and then you guys both contradicted me, and so...
Sorry.
I mean, it's supposed to be... I thought it was supposed to be a lot is included.
Two separate words. Uh-huh. A lot.
A lot. Also, dessert.
Uh-huh.
Remember... The kind that you like eating, there's two S's because you always want seconds.
Yeah, and the desert is one S, D-E-S-E-R-T.
I would have gone with you, Mike, but it is not in Webster's Dictionary.
Really?
Yeah.
Wait, you just looked it up? You didn't believe us?
No, I'm just making sure.
All right, a lot. I always thought that was true.
He's just making
sure.
I've
never heard that before.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, quoting a brain sciences professor.
You've heard what before?
I've never heard anybody think that a lot was one word. I've never heard that before.
Oh, no, that's why I brought it up, Buzz.
I put it all the time. When I say a lot, really? I put the one word together, A-L-O-T.
I used to get corrected on it all the time in correspondence.
Really?
Yes.
Well, if you got corrected on it, that's probably true.
Is it, ain't it on your spell check?
Well, of course it is.
Ain't it on your email machine spell check?
I never get called on it. It
get
never.
The green line.
I'll call you now.
It never puts a green line on it.
I'll call you whenever you do that.
It don't say skip or replace.
No, it don't.
Huh. Nor once.
Damn it. Quoting a brain sciences professor talking about video games.
Brain sciences.
Action video game play changes the way our brains process visual information. The scientist says the games push the human visual system to the limits and the brain adapts to it. That carries over, she says, into other activities.
A classic.
Sure is.
Tetris, a classic, with a big, oversized, what do they call that? What was it?
Snake?
No, it wasn't.
Caterpillar?
It wasn't a PSP.
Game Boy.
Thank you. Had a brain fart.
It's been a while.
Game Boy, which used to be as big as a Walkman.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Used to walk around with that gigantic thing and that little tiny cartridge to play Tetris.
I remember it vividly from when I was hospitalized.
Oh, you spent a lot of time.
I played it all the time. I think you gave it to me, Don, or something like that. Or you gave me the game or something. I remember some connection with you and Tetris and me and being in the hospital. When I'd call you and Buzz every day about 3:30, and I'd hit my liquid Demerol when I had my stomach problems.
Right, and that was a Game Boy. That's how old that story is. That's how long ago that was.
Mm-hmm.
That's how long I've been in remission.
God bless you.
Thank you, Rob.
In sports, Philly coach Andy Reid's son was in court yesterday after the recent road rage incident we told you about.
Hey, you know something?
No, what?
I had a dream last night.
There he is, Bobby Reid.
Britt Reid.
Excuse me, Britt Reid.
21-year-old Britt Reid.
Billy Reid.
Facing 9 counts of making terroristic threats.
He's the worst one, I think.
Possession of a not-so-controlled substance and a felony charge of carrying a gun without a license.
He's a total jerk-off liar. Billy Reid is.
He supposedly pointed this gun, Britt Reid did, at another motorist that...
Excuse me, Buzz. Britt Reid was the Green Hornet. Billy Reid is a dick. I'm doing a show right now for one guy.
I know. I'm enjoying it.
More than one.
And I have a one share. I have a one share, and I don't care because there's one guy who's listening.
You have great cum.
Who gets it?
The alleged drugs, by the way, in Britt Reid's car were pot and oxycodone.
Time for Coach Andy to me to stoke the home fires, I think, a little bit.
Yeah.
Those are pretty F-up kids right there.
Mm-hmm. And he's got, how many of them, Buzz, are screwed up?
There were two sons who got arrested or in trouble with the law on the same day.
Yeah, and there's arrested when you're a kid, and then there's arrested. You know, there's one thing, you drive your car into a pole or something, then there's another thing when they have guns and drugs in your car. Right?
And there's another thing. Isn't Andy Reid a big-time Mormon?
I think so.
Didn't I read he's one of those guys that doesn't use a lot of profanity, like wants his guys to all be straight shooters and everything?
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that great when it works out like that you got a preachy coach like that and his kids end up getting on H?
I think really the whole thing is like, don't you think it's the NFL thing where they're coaching so much? I mean, these are the guys that sleep in their offices.
On the road.
Right? They're just never there.
Mm-hmm. But at least give Andy Reid this. He takes good care of himself.
That's right.
Finally, On Sunday, 28-year-old Eric Dubois, a trucker from Illinois, was driving through our new affiliate city of Albuquerque, New Mexico. And right after Eric snorted some meth, he started crashing his truck into everything he saw. He rammed his truck through fences, cars, houses, stores, and road signs. He also tried to drive through a retaining wall, but got stuck in the wall, so that was that. Eric's been charged with 29 counts of vandalism.
Albuquerque.
The official damage estimate, $500,000.
Ay, caramba.
Police say Eric told them all he wanted to do it was this damage because he, quote, didn't like Albuquerque. I'm Buzz Burbank.
No
on the
way.
Don and Mike Show.
Wow. No. That's it. We do got to get out of here.
Well,
we will see you tomorrow with a new episode, everybody. Thank you. Carson Kressley.
Yes.
Today for being on the show. He's super. We'll have a link to his website on our website. Good day to you, sir.
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 And
look, he really is a big guy. Good read.
This is the Don and Mike Show.